participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, and...
Shut up!
Well, now, we are getting...
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
We are getting some type of CB interference.
Huh. There's interference on the line?
There appears to be.
I wonder who they're talking.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
There it is again.
The same two messages over and over.
How is that?
Shut up!
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
Oh, I remember. I want to say hi to Todd Hughes.
Ah, very good.
And I want to tell him the honeymoon's over.
Okay.
Okay. That's all.
All right.
That's all for now.
That's the message. That's the opening message for the
show. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
To the new general manager.
Mm-hmm.
To the new general manager.
Very good.
The honeymoon is over.
Mm-hmm.
And how was it, the honeymoon?
Oh, delightful, bud.
Good.
You know, where we went through that crap for a while where he pretended like he was a fan of the show and a fan of everything that had to do with the show, and he was on the side of talent, and, you know, you guys just go out there and do what you do, and I'm your biggest supporter, and I'll be behind you every step of the way. And
that's over now?
Yeah, well, I believe it is. I believe it is.
Well, that's sad. That's not good.
It's the first chink in the armor.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
And I found him in there, and he said, I am dying in here. I have been in this armor for so long.
So many meetings today?
Many email, Mike.
Ah.
Many emails.
Yeah, not a good way.
From Michael Hughes and his BlackBerry.
Okay.
Many emails from him.
Well,
from,
sorry, I'm sorry to hear that.
From the general manager.
Yeah, that's sad. Going into the holidays.
No. Buzz, things are fine.
Oh, good. Everything's okay?
Yeah, I just want to announce that the honeymoon is over with
honeymoon.
That guy.
You feel the honeymoon is over, or you've made the determination yourself that the honeymoon is over?
Oh, I've felt it, and I've made it. And,
okay,
and
right, so on every level.
Yes. Right. Honeymoon is over.
It's strictly business.
He now is just a general manager scum, useless jerk face like the rest of
like
them.
Like the rest of them. You mean like every general manager we've ever worked for?
Yeah. Except he's got gay glasses.
Which is
well,
nice.
they all
have their own tell.
Yes, they do.
like in poker.
Yes, they do. On to something happier.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Thanks Look Around
That's
Cafe.
Happy.
Thank you. I didn't mean that.
I appreciate it.
We got to move that button. That button is right next to...
Oh, no need to move it.
There you go. Hello, everyone.
Well, hello there, Mr. Shannon.
I'm Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills, and personal banker to Granny.
I'd like to say something about Todd Hughes.
Okay.
I've known Todd Hughes for a long time.
Yes?
He is two-faced. He is slippery as a weasel.
Yes.
And he's a radio executive that I, Scott Shannon, am quite like.
Thank you very much, Mr. Shannon.
There's a lot of me inside Todd Hughes.
Fantastic. Well, I think things will go wonderfully then.
Except I don't wear the glasses.
The glasses.
Good for you, Scott.
The fag glasses.
Glasses for one, skin tags for another.
Excuse me, the homosexual glasses.
And a distant, vacant stare for one other.
Alan Line One.
Thank you.
Groners. Hello, groners, completely lame groners.
Yes.
What brand of turkey is least popular with bowlers? Gutterball.
Gutterball. Very good. All right. Terrific.
What is the most boring sports program on TV?
Which one?
Mundane Night Football. Hi, everybody. This is still Scott Shannon. Don't forget, tomorrow is the heaviest travel day of the year.
Which is not to be confused with Friday, which is traditionally the heaviest shopping day of the year. Yes, that got me back into character.
What brand of turkey is the most popular with milking cows? Utterball.
Utterball.
Utterball. That's all I got today.
Hey, now. Wow.
Here's the question. While we get retarded, those groaners. Everybody. did they come from the head of Bobby Spiewak, as Rip Tanner calls him, or did they come from the prep sheet? Buzz, we'll go to you first today.
I'll say Rob today.
Mike.
I'll say the prep service.
Buzz, wrong. Mike, right.
Had a hunch.
Not that I'm counting. That's like two in a row, though, right, Mike?
I think, Buzz, you got it yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Oh, sorry about that. Props, Buzz.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there, Herman Munster. Oh, shoot, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there, and Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Bert.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And I'm waiting for the door. The door just doesn't seem to be...
Ching, chicken.
Jam.
Ching, chicken.
Never mind.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been,
Robbie?
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Porkchop. And all the chips and sing.
Porkchop.
Baby, they are not cool. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, thank you, Robbie. And... say again hello in case you didn't hear that before.
Hello!
All right, hello out there.
Hello!
Hi, Julia.
Hello!
Hi there, this is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday!
1-1-2-3-0-4.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
No one leave the room. It's just a sound effect. However... yeah, it's fixed.
Good.
Mike?
A little oil.
You know, I can go all day.
No one left. We're testing the door. You're actually still in
Mike
here with us.
Mike is still here. Mike, everybody knows it's a sound effect. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. What are you doing? Like Marcel, you're being mime here?
He wants the door open.
You know, here's the thing. I have to be honest. This is a weird thing that's working in my favor right now. As you may have heard for the last... not that I'm counting, but 8 days, I've been deathly sick.
Yes, you didn't have a voice on
it. I finally feel really, really better.
You sound great.
I feel like I could talk the entire show.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to strain your voice.
No, I wouldn't. And I wouldn't do that. I don't know.
Shut up.
See, okay, someone who finally...
all right, so the door is just a big piece of fiction.
Yes,
and here I am again. No, I'm not going out now.
There you go.
Now it's just a noise.
That's my guy.
It's just the sound.
Everybody, Don and Mike Show, and you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067, and D.C., 202-432-1067. A couple of real quick notes here in the beginning. Michelle, who works here at the station,
yes,
who I mentioned, was just... gigantic when she was pregnant.
Yes.
And I believe she was something like 9, perhaps 10 months overdue when she finally gave birth to the baby.
It was an easy 2 years.
When they finally cracked her open and they got the baby out.
It was 2 years overdue.
Well, now, don't I feel stupid about all those jokes I made because
right.
I'm coming in today and here's Michelle.
Uh-huh. Baby actually taller than Ron Artest.
She's got the baby and he's as cute as can be.
Sure.
And the first thing that I say to her before I even look at the baby is I say, wow, Michelle, you look fantastic. Because I immediately feel the guilt that I felt when I... stop it, Rob.
No, she looked great.
You know, you are...
stop it.
Not helping me here.
I am.
Rob.
Helping.
Rob.
You're not helping. But I said some stuff about her. She knew I was kidding. She's a lady that's worked here at the station for 10 years.
Yes.
And really, towards the end... she was waddling around with what appeared to be 5 kids in her belly.
Incredible.
Anyway, she looks great, and the baby looks great.
Beautiful
and,
baby. Baby boy or baby girl?
Baby boy.
Baby boy.
A very happy baby boy.
Wonderful.
And we congratulate her.
We sure do.
Now, we got a letter today. I don't often like to start with a piece of correspondence, but I thought you would dig this. Because it's 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And, you know, we don't do sappy stuff. And this is not a sappy letter, but I just want to lay this out.
Happy Thanksgiving!
And this was dated 13 November, which shows that mail from Iraq arrives in America in about 10 days.
That's not bad.
That ain't bad. Hi, Don and Mike. I'm a longtime listener of your show from Buffalo. I have been with you since WKBW. You read a note I faxed you in the suburban Buffalo station, played love songs on Valentine's Day. I bought your CD. I bought your videotape.
Wow.
Last night, or last spring, when my daughter graduated from the U.S. Navy's Ceremonial Guard in Washington, I took my family to the Look Around Cafe.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Oh,
thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Great supporter.
Right now, I am in Iraq with the U.S. Army National Guard. I'm not able to hear the show. I've thought of the show many times since I've been here, like when the Red Sox won the World Series.
Yeah.
I would have,
great.
I would have loved to have heard Mike massaging Tom. The other night when I went to the Moral Welfare and Recreation Tent, an episode of The Sopranos was on.
Morale, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I say moral,
uh-huh.
Well, there's no E on the end of it.
Right,
well,
right.
Or should there be? I mean,
I'm not sure.
Morale,
I'm just guessing on that one.
Yeah.
Morale has an E.
Yeah, he wrote it like moral majority, but I'm stupid because that's how I read it. Anyway, Morale, Welfare, and Recreation Tent, an episode of The Sopranos with Arabic subtitles.
Wow.
That's got to be weird.
Yeah, that has to be.
I bought the first season to watch on my laptop. One night on the Armed Forces Radio Network, I heard that politically correct version of the Black Eyed Peas song that you use in the opening. I keep checking the internet for updates. I'm looking forward to your show's official website.
Oh, good.
Get that now.
Good news for
DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Mm-hmm.
Our New York unit is attached to a Louisiana unit, and I've met people from Lafayette and New Orleans that listen to your show.
Cool.
I know there are more people here that would like to have a way to keep in contact with the show. We do have limited time on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the good news is that they can go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com and get the daily log and download. I think yesterday we had Robbie Dowling for Transvestites on there.
Right. That is a perfect thing. I mean, if they've got limited time, they can take the little snippet that we put on there every day and listen to it.
Buy
a jacket.
Then he writes, Buzz.
I'm not even that bad.
He bought all the other stuff.
Buzz, we don't have it that bad here. We live in trailer-like buildings. The Louisiana guys must feel right at home. The food is very good. The DFAC dining facility reminds me of a cruise ship. Lots of foreigners waiting on you and all kinds of foods. The bad part is the occasional mortars that they pop in on us going out on patrol.
Yeah.
Plus, I hate being away from home.
Yep.
Thank you for the hours. I had the pleasure of listening to you. I look forward to getting home to hear your show again. Only another 10 months.
Oh, man. You know, you said you were going to read this on the show, and it comes right on the heels of, I watched the replay, because I think they've run it all month, the Letters from Home, I think is the name of the show on HBO.
Right.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I haven't seen it, but I'm familiar with the show.
What it is, really, all it is parents and wives and loved ones of people that have been lost in combat over in Iraq and just killed in general, like if a tank goes into the river. And, man, on the heels of that, I just say to that guy, stay safe, because it brings home the fact that they're really, you know, people putting themselves in harm's way every single day over there.
So, anyway, the letter continues. Thank you for the hours. Only another 10 months. Sincerely, Roger A. Woodworth. And what I'm going to do is, I guess with his permission or without, I'm going to give out his email address and hope that our listeners will write him a note. To say, dude, we heard the letter on the show and that, you know, we're all supporting you and all the guys over there.
I bet those guys would love that.
Yep. So anyway, here's what I've got for him. It's Roger, Allen, Woodworth, at us.army.mil.
Very good.
Okay. Again, that's Roger.Allen.Woodworth at us.army.mil.
Which spelling of Allen did he use?
Oh, A-L-A-N.
Okay.
Thank you, Buzz. And then there's a Yahoo address, but I'm not going to give that one out. I just feel comfortable giving out this guy's military address.
Yeah, and just, you drop him a kind word. I'm sure those guys would love to hear that.
And if you didn't get the address, that's one of the things we will have in the recap of today's show. When you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
There was one letter on this HBO show that I watched last night, and apparently this guy, I don't want to say it was a premonition, but the letter that he wrote, the last letter that he wrote, it was something like he didn't want his wife to open it up. He said, if I get back, I won't show it to you.
Yeah.
But if anything happens to me, and man, you want to talk about gut-wrenching, a father of a little baby. It was just, you know, I just hope everybody, especially this time of year, is thinking about guys like that that sent that. And what a nice note to get from that guy.
And not to belabor the point, but a Don and Mike leather jacket.
Another layer of protection.
Shut up. I'm the biggest whore on that. Believe what you're
extra
doing.
Extra padding.
Everybody stop with the stop with the whoring. So anyway, send the guy a note if you get a chance. That's really great. The holidays are starting to get crazy. My holidays. My kid's coming home from college tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the worst travel day of all time, they're saying.
Yep.
He's got a surprise for his mom. Frida's going to love the surprise that he has. I don't want to say it now.
Yeah, it's gonna be
most
great.
Of the guys know what it is.
You're
but
gonna be pleased.
He's got something for her, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm getting in the holiday mood. Mm-hmm. The only problem that I'm having with my wife as far as the holidays go now is the fact that she went to the store yesterday, and I'm sure the stuff will taste fine, but she got all this all-natural crap. And, you know, I want my Thanksgiving food to be loaded with preservatives.
Traditional.
I mean, it's going to be
when you say all-natural, like an all-natural bird?
Yes. Yes,
like a free-range turkey.
Yes, now I will also have the turducken, and I will also have, for those of you who live on the eastern shore of Maryland, know the great, the legendary Emmings Barbecue. I'm also securing some smoked turkeys from them.
Oh, good, okay. You know, your turducken, you know, that alone, with the preservatives and the jambalaya in there, that takes care of you right now.
Yeah, but, you know, my wife's got this thing. I think she's mentioned this before. She's at work today. I'd love to argue with her about this today. And tomorrow I won't be able to because she's going to be too wound up to go on the radio tomorrow.
Is there anything else nasty that's, that she's purchased besides the natural turkey?
Like roots. You know, like roots. Sprouts. You know,
you don't serve that. You serve the bad crap at Thanksgiving.
Well, what I really love is the thing that she just despises the most. She calls it the white trash food she has for years and years, the green bean casserole.
With the little That's fried good. Onions on top.
Yeah, I mean, I got to get a corner of my plate going with that.
Right, but don't let it touch.
You know what? In this case, on Thanksgiving,
what?
It's okay to have foods touch.
Like no. You let your green bean casserole go into your mashed potatoes?
Yes, but the only reason that I would not let things touch would be because there's no gravy involved.
I was talking to a friend of mine that they have corn, you know, cans of corn on the on Thanksgiving in the big bowl, and he likes to mix it into his mashed potatoes, and I was saying that that now, sounds absolutely delicious.
I would not do that. That's
carbohydrates, here we come.
That's too much of the mixing of the foods. I like the foods in the separate piles, but I guess my point is, the negotiations continue with my wife as far as this big Thanksgiving happens. I'll let you know. I mean, we've got 2 days to go.
I really look forward to, I look forward to a little bit of a break, but I also look forward to hearing, the story on Monday, since you're making the Green Fairy part of your Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and
as am I.
She also said to me, now don't get all wound up like you did on Christmas. If you remember, back on Christmas night, I made the meal for my family. I made the meal for my family. I did everything myself. It was fantastic. Had it laid out. Mm-hmm. My kid was an hour and a half late getting home because he was over at his girlfriend's house. He hadn't slept the night before.
Yeah, and you weren't happy.
He sat there like a slug, and I single-handedly ruined Christmas Day in my house last year.
That's where you reenacted the scene from American Beauty.
Yes.
Where you took the vegetables and threw them against the wall.
That's right.
Don't interrupt me again.
That's right. There's so many scenes from that movie, Mike, that are true reflections of my life.
Oh, sure.
I mean, not to mention
when you went over to the neighbor's house in the rain.
My time in the garage. And, of course, my neighbor who loved the military. Anyway, I'll let you know what happens, but I just want to give you some warning that I think I've got my emotions under control, but the more the Thanksgiving gets closer, and the more my wife feels this pressure, and the more that I feel the need to jump in so this doesn't become some goddamn feng shui new age, we're eating noodles with chopsticks type thing, I'll be happy as long as I can make sure it's good, all-American Thanksgiving crap.
I'm surprised she doesn't let it go for a day, because it's a special occasion, and the truth of the matter is a traditional Thanksgiving meal is about the healthiest meal you can have.
Well,
yeah, because it's like potatoes.
And turkey, healthier than chicken.
No. Anyway,
yeah, right.
That's what's going on at my house. So the countdown is on, and it's 2 days, and she's already gone to the store, and she's already running around saying, I've got too much to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 days before, but she's already got too much to do.
Yeah.
You know, what
everybody
I'd like,
does.
What I'd like to say to her.
You're ramping yourself up already.
Hey, listen, lady, if you got too much to do, and isn't it great how I talk about her when I know she's not going to call?
Hey, lady.
You know, hey, lady. Uh-huh. You know, you got so much to do. Get off your ass and do it.
Right.
But I don't say that to her because I'm with like everybody else.
That wouldn't do any good.
And, you know, one of these years I'm going to pull out the big one. I'm just gonna.
What, a gun?
No, well, no, not that and not that. But one of these years, I'm just gonna say, listen, here is a fact. I love you like no woman I've ever loved in my life. You are the best thing that ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
But God damn it, your turkeys are dry. The turkey is absolutely uneatable when you cook it.
And are you a little worried because it doesn't have the preservatives?
Yes, Mike, yes. Mm-hmm. Now you know where I'm coming from.
I know exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah, you're going to look at a small breast, and you're going to look at a dry breast.
Yeah.
And
organic.
Why will that be any different from any other
stop it.
Any other day of my life?
Now you're going to really get in trouble. Very bony boy.
All right, enough of that. I'll let you know what's happening there.
Bony boy.
My best buddy Mike went to the doctor today.
Oh, I'm having a great Thanksgiving. I'm going to be having a celery stick.
And I want to hear about your stress test that you took today.
Yeah. You want to hear this? Listen to this.
What is that?
Listen to this.
Now, hold on. Joe's going to come running in here because he's going to think he's got meds.
This is Kozar.
Bernie Kosar?
No, it's blood pressure medicine.
Oh, God.
Yes, I have high blood pressure.
Well, there's a shock.
Well, I didn't have it until recently.
You had to go to a doctor to find that out?
I didn't have it. I've had great blood pressure. I had my stress test where they put you on a treadmill, and then they do a, it's called a stress echo. And I think it's an echocardiogram where it's like what ladies get when you get a sonogram on your belly.
It
you
got
to
like
see
that.
The baby, but they do it on your heart. And you have to get up and they said, I get the call the night before.
Mr. Romero, this is the doctor's office. What we'd like you to do is please wear loose clothing and some comfortable shoes because you'll be on the treadmill.
On the treadmill, right.
So I get up early in the morning and venture out to the stress echo. And, of course, it's in the Fairfax County area here outside of Washington, D.C.
Right.
So there are, conservative estimate, in the waiting room, 1 million people getting the same procedure done
every Tuesday.
And I've got my my T-shirt on and my sweatpants. And, I didn't bring a gym bag like some guys do, so they can immediately turn, get back into their business clothes, Bob. I just show up at the doctor's office in my, wearing what DJs wear. So I get there and go into the little room. And the first thing they do, I will show you, the first thing, of course, that they do with me.
Shave.
You can see it up here.
Yeah, they did some shaving.
It's the
shaving.
They shave me. And I've been there before. I've had one.
They got to put those sticky things with wires on you.
Right.
Right. And I told the doctor that, this is my routine little deal. I said, but I've been feeling a little run down lately. So I said, can you, can you check me out? And she said, well, you're overdue for this anyway. I told you want to come back in and get it done. So they put me on the, what it is, they have you rest, and they get your resting heart rate, and they take a little picture with the goo. They put the big goo, the jelly, the stuff on the end of this little wand, and then they press it into your breasts as they rub back. Actually, it's a great procedure.
Like
it's they rub it on you so they can see your heart at rest, and then they tell you to get on the treadmill and walk. And the goal is for you to walk for a certain amount of time until you reach the elevated heart rate. And then as soon as you get to that high heart rate, and I think mine was like 150, 155 beats per minute. You're really working hard.
Really pumping, right.
And they tell you to race over to the little table and lie down so that the heart's going bam, 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 bam.
Right.
And then they take another picture of it, and then they analyze it. And they got all the little things, little dots that are stuck to your hair.
Oh, yeah,
and so they put me on the thing.
And?
And you go through, I think, every... every minute or so, they switch levels. And it, you're walking on the treadmill, and then it elevates, and it goes faster. Then it elevates a little more, and it goes faster.
Right.
Well, I did this 2 years ago, and I was on it for a fairly decent chunk of time until we got to the heart rate that I wanted. That was not the case this particular time.
How'd you do this thing?
I have not been in the gym or on my treadmill for quite some time. I think maybe one time in the last 6 months. Okay, skinny ass. Okay, Moomin Chomps. All right, so, I haven't been there for a long time, and it showed. And she came in.
How'd you do?
I have good news and I have bad news.
Okay.
The good news is, she said, my heart looks good. The heart looks very good.
Okay.
The bad news, and I believe I am quoting directly from my cardiologist, we have grandmothers in here that spend longer on the treadmill than you did. We have elderly grandmothers that were able to do better on the treadmill. I didn't know it was a competition. If it was a competition, well, but it's not really. I can't change it. You know,
no,
it's not like staying on there.
It's gauging your cardiovascular health.
Yes, mm-hmm. And when she said that, I of course did what I normally do.
I began
to cry. I began. Right. No, I had for lunch. I went to the restaurant and had a porterhouse. And
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Because after this Thanksgiving holiday, that's it. I've gotten a lecture before, but these little things, and also she said, you'll be back here. You know, you keep up what you're doing. You're going to be back here in a year, and you don't want to do it with the pharmacologicals. She said you want to do it by lifestyle changes,
right.
And you have to change this. And then she did something which she's done before, which concerns me. She pulled my earlobe.
Why?
Because I have a crease in my earlobe, which apparently is a... I thought this was just mumbo-jumbo.
Yeah.
I thought this was goofy medicine. I thought this was down in the bayou medicine.
Right, right.
But she says this means that you have to be very, very careful of your ticker, and you have to take care of yourself because you're predisposed to heart disease if you have the...
Because you have flappy skin by your ears?
Because I have that crease in my earlobe right there. You see that? And that's it. I don't know if that's the reason why I wasn't able to do as well as some.
How you doing, Prince Charles?
Grandmothers. Well, I have big ears. I have huge ears. I have very, very big ears. But that's what she said. And so the lecture went on and on and on. I mean, really on. Hold on.
Let me just stop you. I got a great idea for a show.
Okay.
What about if we went, like, to a senior citizen's home?
Yeah.
And we actually had a race?
Yeah.
Between you and a bunch of...
that's a great idea.
Grandma.
That's real nice. No, I'm gonna get back to it. I've done it before. I've lost weight before. I've been in better shape before. I have been heavier than I am now, but I am in very. I have to get back to back on the stick.
Yeah.
And to do that, this is a very. I said I'm concerned about side effects. I don't like drugs. I don't like taking drugs. And she informed me that her 94-year-old grandfather or father is
who could take your ass in a race.
Who could kick my? Well, these are grandmothers. Not grandfather, so I'm not sure how the guys did. But, oh, and then the lady that was assisting her proceeded to say, you know, it's amazing the shape the senior citizens are in right now. And I'm, you know, meanwhile, the tears are streaming down my cheeks. It's amazing. She's going on and on about, I see them at Fresh Fields getting all the fresh produce and getting all the good stuff to eat. And I see them, I'm like, okay, you know, all right, I'm sorry. I've been through a little bit in my life, and then I went to that. I did, I swear to God.
Oh, that's
I went
like
to
the
that
word,
well.
That's the defensive.
I went to that well. I went to the well.
Oh, God.
I said, you know, I've been taking care of other things outside of my body. Uh-huh. My body is a temple. I should probably take care of that first, but I was very... it hurt. It hurt to hear that most... It wasn't most. It may have been...
All?
It was just... all grandmothers have done better on the treadmill, you know. And I, you know, I like to do it at a brisker pace. I don't like that elevation thing, so that's what it
that
is.
That elevation
it's
thing
pulling
is...
pulling my massive frame
that's what's
up there.
Good, that's what's good for your heart, though.
Yes.
That's what gets you going.
Well, I'm going to take this stuff and then also do the treadmill. Start out real slow, they said. Do and then lightweight and do all that. And, you know, and the bottom line, you can tell. I think I'm not, you know, it's no secret, although I cover it well, that some of you may be aware of the fact that I haven't worked out recently. And that's the name of the, so I, you know, sobbing, I ran out of the, and then I went upstairs where I had to get my blood work done. Uh-huh. And that's the good news that I'll be getting the beginning part of next week, where they'll tell me how my liver's doing.
Oh God.
Yeah. And I know how it's going to do because I know what I did last weekend. So I know where the liver is. Now, don't you have a coughing fit on me?
I'm getting over a cold, and I laugh a lot. It comes up.
I'm waiting for the liver thing, and I went in.
Like you think that last weekend was just the one isolated time that's going to put you over the edge with the liver. Like you had been okay.
Well, I think it's cumulative.
You'd been okay up until this last weekend.
I think it's cumulative, and went upstairs to get the blood taken, and... went in there and they said, oh, okay, just sign here. The wait will be approximately 1 hour. And so I waited to get stuck with the needle. And the amazing thing is you wait an hour, and then when they call your name, you're in there for 5 seconds where they take the blood out. And just very nice ladies. And the ladies that work at that lab place, and I'll give them a plug there.
And all of them could beat you in races.
All of them. All of them in much better shape than I am. LabCorp is the name of this place. And those ladies, God, that is the worst job in the world because everybody comes in. First of all, it's always packed. It's always an hour wait. And everybody wants to get in first. And nobody wants to wait in line. And because I was feeling my mortality, I decided I wouldn't be my usual uptight self. I thought I'd be cool about it and just be kind of nice to her and real matter of fact. And I think she appreciated that. And I said, I think I made the comment that, boy, if I worked here, I'd be on top of a building with a gun. And she enjoyed that empathy. And I think they're like open on Thanksgiving and stuff. It's a tough gig.
Wow.
It's a tough gig. So I was able, in my moment where I was being, outraced by grandmothers on a treadmill, I still felt for others, and I think that's, I deserve credit for
that's
that.
That's a good sign.
Shut up.
But
I still care for others.
But this is the new thing.
Listen, that's not the, that's going to be nothing.
This is like old people take this.
That's going to be nothing. That's because you have high blood pressure.
And now, some ass is going to call and say, yeah, I heard of that. It made me grow an extra eye.
No.
Well, I don't think it's the pills. You just need to get...
I don't think it's the pills. I haven't taken the pills.
I don't think it's the pills that are going to make you feel better.
Yeah, I know.
I think you gotta, I don't want to be like goddamn Richard Simmons.
Oh, both of you now, though. No, just back off, okay? I know I got the message. I got it from my doctor today, and I know both of you have been on a fitness program.
We just care about you.
I'll be right there with you. Yeah, Rob, you want to join me?
No, I think you're fine the way you are. I wouldn't
listen to
like that.
My man, Rob. No, so that's, it really stung. We have, and it was not joking. It wasn't hard time. It was a statement of fact. We have grandmothers that last on the treadmill longer than you did.
Well, now, maybe this will be what works for
you. But I said you got grandmothers that weigh about 8 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that.
Of course they are with their feeble little bones.
Maybe this will be.
Frankly.
Maybe this will be the motivation that works for you. When I got hit by that car, the doctor said to me, you are so fat that if you don't lose weight, we're going to have to operate on your back.
Right.
You're going to be screwed up for the rest of your life.
Well, I got the message loud and clear, but I also wanted to throw in something that I didn't say. I probably would have been embarrassed if I said it. I wanted to say, well, why don't we bring a grandmother in here and let's see if she can knock me off the treadmill or if I can knock her off. How'd you like that? What if I knock her into the wall? Huh? Granny?
Granny.
It's probably best. I
shouldn't be jealous like that.
Yeah.
Hey, look at her. Look at her doing 25 minutes on the treadmill.
You see, the one thing you're not paying attention to here is that if the doctor doesn't make you think you're sick, he's not going to get any business. So... he really might have overstayed his
scam. Thank you, Rob.
It's a scam.
Yeah, it's how they get you.
That's right. It's like, just a salesman is all it is.
Just start with 20 minutes a day on the treadmill. Just 20 minutes, Mike.
I'm fine. I'm
sure.
Fine.
Do 20 minutes on the treadmill, just like the crooked health salesman wants you to do. Play right into their hands.
I'm going
to
take real walks. I'm going to take real walks. I'm going to go for real walks in the country.
Bull.
No.
Bull.
No, I'm antisocial. I'll be in my underwear like I normally do my treadmill when I do it. I'll be in my underwear with my sneakers on.
Yeah, there.
But I have to wait till I get the window shades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting that show.
Not for free.
Okay. Nothing to see here.
Okay.
Move along.
Enjoy yourself.
Did they give you any thoughts about life expectancy?
Yeah.
And?
I just want to say it's been humbling.
No, come on. What did they say?
Do I work? No.
No, they didn't.
They said, what she said was, the good news is you are not, she compared, she didn't mention Dick Cheney's heart. Uh-huh. And she said, you know, you have the situation. You'd be...
That's a good role model.
You'd be...
That's what you want to hear.
No, no. Don. The one guy... God, I wish I remembered his name. There was another guy that was the EMT that was in there, and he's a big fan of the show. And he had me in a great mood afterwards because he started talking about Bob Barker yesterday and how he knew that it was me, and it was funny. And I realized that after we did the Bob Barker thing, he was kind of asking that we really didn't... We kind of did it like we were all among friends, and we didn't really spell out the fact that I had
correct.
You know, that was me with the lady on
right,
there.
Right.
But it cheered me up a little bit. She said Dick Cheney's heart, you know, if I lived the lifestyle and I had Dick Cheney's heart, I'd be in very big trouble right now. She said, I don't want to see you have to go to medications and stuff like that. I want to see you do this with lifestyle changes. And so
well, good.
I'm going to modify
Start, you know, listen, never mind.
I'm not starting before Thanksgiving.
That wouldn't make any sense to, really.
It wouldn't.
Sure it would.
Oh, listen to you. Now, okay, Jack LaLanne.
Okay, I'm just concerned about your health. I'm not trying to be a Richard Cheney. I'm really not.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm doing it.
Why don't you just start today?
Huh?
I mean, that's pretty easy. Start today.
I don't have time to start today.
Sure you do. You mean you don't have time to monitor what you eat today?
I am monitoring what I eat. Oh, today I started the diet part. I did today. The diet part, I monitored what I eat today, and that's why I had a delicious porterhouse steak. That thick. That thick.
Okay.
But no, I mean...
You have any veggies?
Yes.
I hate to sound like my wife with
double
crap.
Double veggies.
Double veggies.
No carbohydrates.
Okay.
None. Zippy.
Anyway, we're all behind you.
Yes. I'll let you know.
We don't want you to lose that race to those grandmothers.
next time. And I got to go back in January 28th. I've got to go back. And she's going to do another treadmill thing. So I have to at least have like a 5-6 day a week deal leading up to that, because I'm not going back in there to get embarrassed again. Well, and I'm gonna.
That'll be motivation.
What I'd like to do. They don't normally condone this because they like to schedule their own people that they bring to the back office.
Right.
But what I'd like to do is kind of walk around the lobby and just go, excuse me, you have a minute? Maybe, you know, find the Phoebe that's out there, an old lady that maybe looks like...
The oldest and frailest lady?
I'm thinking a lady that maybe has some assistance.
A cane, say, or a walker.
Yeah, and then a walker?
Say, you know, can you come back into the stress echo chamber, you know, a little bit, and bring her in? So you can leave that here and go, all right, how about her? How about her? What do you think? Come on, judge me. Judge me right now. Let me know. Let me know how I do. Okay, come on, ma'am. Ooh, having a little trouble with that. Why don't we put it on a bigger elevation? Oh, I think you're going to have to stop, aren't you? And then I get on and you know, then I dust her.
Dust her, yeah.
That's what I like to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm glad for
I
you.
I told you that would bring you great joy.
It does.
And it was so delivered in such a matter-of-fact way, you know. I have to be honest with you. And she's like straight face. She says, I have to be honest with you. We have grandmothers that stay on the treadmill much longer than you did. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you. I said, thank you. I'm going to bring you back a treat. I'm going to bring you back a dozen cream filled. Thank you, doctor. See you next January. This is good. See you next January. I'll bring in my leftover Christmas candy. Yes, sirree. I'll take on all grannies.
Grannies!
Well, take on all grannies.
We support you as always. So good.
Thank
good
you
luck.
So much.
Good luck.
I'll let you know how I'm progressing. You know I can do it. I've done it, and I just have to do it again. I was, you know, I was in better shape 6 months ago than I am right now, and I'm going to get back on the stick. You know, it's tough. For me,
it is. It's tough for anybody.
Say, well, my lifestyle, gentlemen, quite frankly, is different than both of your lifestyles. So I have to use greater willpower skills. I do.
Okay.
What are you going to say? What do you think? Hey, I got the worst. Nothing you can say is going to make me feel worse.
Keep making excuses. I mean, listen, that's like what my doctor, my nutritionist said mm-hmm. to me. Keep making excuses. Well, you can't exercise because what? Because you do a radio show? You can't exercise? What, Robbie? What are you pointing at?
We need a break.
Oh, shut up.
I'm going to be fine. I'm going to do it. I don't know whether I'm going to do it at night or in the morning, though. That's the big dilemma for me. I've done both.
In the morning.
Huh?
Best to do it in the morning.
It's true.
Because then you're
energetic for the whole day. I do believe that when I exercise in the morning. Why am I listening to you?
I just pointed him.
Yeah. Rob lost 70 pounds one time.
That's one right. time you did.
Put it back on, too.
We're behind you. Good luck. I'm not busting your balls. Just I don't want you to die before our time here
Don't
is
get
done.
Behind me. Get behind that old lady on the treadmill. Trip her.
Okay, we have to break. You know, we didn't do the fantasy football stuff.
Oh.
It was a big week in fantasy football. We'll get to that. And also news about... So you're flipping out about the fact that you're just on meds now.
Rattling his pills.
You know, Mike...
You can make those go away.
I think that the meds can either... Now, what are you smelling them for?
Now they smell like chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what they're made out of.
Yeah.
That's what they're made out of. They smell like hell. What'd you say? Smell like hell?
Hell.
Smells like hell.
Smells like longevity.
Smells like money.
How many are you supposed to take?
This isn't Cozar. This is Cialis.
How many are you...
Oh, don't take that with Cialis or Viagra any of the others.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
How many are you supposed... Wait, you don't take Viagra, do you?
No. No, of course not. You're at a party. Somebody offers you one. Don't take it. No need for that.
Hey.
Perfectly healthy in that area.
How many are you supposed to take a day? How many?
One.
You're right. Just one. Okay.
One a day. Can take it anytime I want.
Well, then...
Haven't taken it yet. Yet another reason you're more powerful than the old lady. Absolutely.
And you don't need anything.
Make this your clean start... Take your pill right now.
All right.
Take your pill. Get it over with. Don't procrastinate. Just do it.
Jagged little pill.
Take it.
Okay.
Thank you, Alanis.
Thank you.
All right.
Take it now.
Okay.
Take it dry. Oop, now you wash it down. There you go. Can I tell you something? And I mean this now that you swallowed it?
Yeah.
You look 10 pounds lighter.
Thanks so much. I'm having trouble feeling my lower lip.
What's with your face?
I have no feeling.
Side effect.
I'm sure it's fine.
Happily.
Are you going to see your mom over the holidays?
No.
Not at all?
She has high blood pressure, too. She's a grandmother, too. She does the trip. Jesus Christ. She'd be one of those people that could kick my butt.
That's what I'm going to bring up here.
Oh,
if you're
going to
see your mom over the holidays, is there any way...
She does the treadmill seriously every
day?
Morning.
I know
at
you
5:30 in the morning.
Wow. Is there any way that when you're on the holiday here at Christmas time, I know you're going to see your mom at some time over the holidays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way... You could race your mom to see who could go longer on the treadmill.
Damn right. Next time I see her, I will. I'll race her. I'll race her.
Now, come on. She's your mom.
I don't care.
She's your mom.
She's your grandmother. I didn't like the comment.
Okay, we got a break, Mike. We'll be right back, everybody. Stop that. What's wrong with this equipment? There you go.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Do not drink any alcoholic beverages. Do not eat butter, margarine, oils, lard, or fat of any kind. Do not eat fried foods. Do not eat bread.
Yeah.
Do not eat bananas, grapes, watermelon, or any fruits other than grapefruit or cantaloupe. Do not eat spaghetti or macaroni of any kind. Do not eat pizza.
Uh-huh.
Do not eat popcorn, potato chips, or pretzels. Do not eat puddings or custards. Do not eat ice cream, frozen custard, or frozen yogurt.
Wait a minute.
Do not eat cookies, pies, cakes, pancakes, waffles, or any baked goods.
Shut up.
Do not eat chocolate, caramel, fudge, nougat.
Not
the Don and Mike Show.
Nougat.
Yeah, whatever.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Black.
Right. This is ghetto-licious.
Now we try.
Boot them out. Love the Don and Mike Show.
He does. Do we have the sandwich lady? We got her? Oh, here she is. Now, this is... We're freaking ridiculous that yesterday, I guess it was before the show, Rob and Beth Ann are saying to me, what do you think about this cheese sandwich on eBay?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's got to be a fake bid that no one would really pay $28,000. Maybe you've seen this on the news.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cheese sandwich, a toasted cheese sandwich that has what appears to be the Virgin Mary's face
right
on the toast.
I've seen it, yeah.
And
I'm amazed at who bid on it.
GoldenPalace.com bought it for $28,000, and we now have the woman who sold the piece of toast
Yay.
On the telephone with us.
She's the lucky recipient of the money.
Hello? Hello?
Toast lady?
Hey, lady? Hello?
Hello.
There she is. Hi.
How are you?
Thank you for joining us. What is your first name?
Diana.
Diana.
Diana, you're the creator, really, of this grilled cheese sandwich, right?
Right.
Can you tell us at what point after you originally made the grilled cheese sandwich you noticed that it looked like Mary?
Right away.
Right away.
Wow. I mean, did you sat there, you flipped it over, you looked at it, and you saw the face?
First I took a bite out of it, and then I spit it out, and then I saw her face. She was looking back at me.
Did you, so you spit it out when you saw her face?
Mm-hmm.
May I ask how you made the sandwich? Was it with one of those sandwich makers? Did you do it with a skillet, a fry pan?
No, it was a nonstick little pan.
Right.
And it was Publix bread, Land O'Lakes cheese. That's all I used. No oil, no butter.
Well, no oil and no butter. So you just melted the cheese. That's what you were going to be low fat.
What kind of bread did you use?
Publix.
White bread?
Okay. White bread, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Publix, P-U-B-L-A-X. So, what did eBay say when you first wanted to put this on eBay? Didn't they say, even though we're eBay, we've got standards and we can't put something like this on that's unsubstantiated? How did you get past eBay on that?
Well, the first time they pulled it, they thought it was a joke and that I didn't intend on selling it.
No.
But I did intend on it. It's very serious.
How did you get motivated to sell it? I mean, was that your idea? Did a friend say, hey, you ought to sell this thing? I mean, how did that come about?
Well, I've always wanted to sell her, you know.
How long have you had it?
10 years.
10 years?
Oh. How have you kept the bread pristine for 10 years?
All I keep her is in a plastic container and cotton around her.
Yeah. I like the way you call it her. You call the sandwich her.
Uh-huh.
My dear, may I ask, what faith are you?
Baptist.
So when you first had this happen, I bought it a Baptist.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Baptist.
Yeah.
So when you first saw this,
Baptist rule.
Rock.
Kick ass.
Did you keep it around because you thought it was kind of a good luck charm?
Yeah, I did.
You believed it was the face of the Virgin Mary.
Yes.
Now, did good stuff happen to you in the time in between when you saw the piece of toast and you sold it? Did anything great happen to you besides this opportunity to sell a piece of toast for $28,000?
Well, I've won like $70,000 at the casino over years.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Now what's your game of chance?
Super 6.
Super 6?
What is that?
Is that like a lotto game?
Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And when you would go to the casino and win your money, would you have the bread with you?
Oh, no.
Just you owned it. It was at your house.
Yeah, I left her at home.
Did you ever try to duplicate it? Did you try to make another sandwich to see if another face would turn up on it?
No, but I always look.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Good for you. And, I mean, how clear is it? I've seen pictures of it. We have a picture here that was kind of faxed to us and or gotten off the Internet. It looks a little bit. What is, when you first discovered it, was it an incredibly vivid likeness?
Oh, yeah. And she gets darker every time, you know. As the years go by, she gets darker.
Over time.
Now, has the sandwich spoken to you at all in any way?
No, not really.
Maybe telepathically?
I don't know. I don't want to call it that.
With the luck that it brought you, why did you decide to let it go?
Because I want to share her with the world, you know.
And if you get $28,000 for it, that's not bad either, right?
Yeah.
So $28,000. When do you actually get the money, and when do you hand the toast over to Golden Palace?
Well, the GoldenPalace.com will be presenting it to me tomorrow at the Hard Rock.
Oh, out in Vegas, right.
And Donna says here...
In Hollywood. I'm
Florida.
Sorry about that. In Hollywood, right.
Hollywood,
Florida. I got you.
The sandwich has never sprouted a spore of mold.
No.
It's going to go on display for the public tomorrow.
It's going on display. How are they going to preserve it?
They're putting it into a case as we speak.
Sure.
What if somebody out there has a s'more that looks like Pontius Pilate? What would you say to someone who has a cupcake who looks like John the Baptist? What would you say to someone who has an item like that?
Any advice?
Where they can see the face of God or one of God's merry men or women in this case.
Mary.
And Mary is being redundant because she'd be the Mary Mary then.
Yes.
She'd be M-E-R-R-Y-M-A-R-Y.
Yes.
There's something about Mary.
What do you do if you find something like that, Diana?
Any advice?
I guess each person has to make, you know, that decision themselves.
Yeah.
Are you surprised that you got?
Are you surprised
that you got $28,000 for it?
Yes.
How much of the money?
I think the GoldenPalace.com for that.
And how much of the money is going to the church?
None.
Do the Golden Palace people tell you that whenever you do any kind of interview, if you're going to talk about this, to mention GoldenPalace.com?
No. Mm-mm.
No, you're just doing it because you're a good Baptist.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
We all do.
About you. None of the money that you win at all will be siphoned off for God's work. Not even a small percentage.
We're going to do some charity along the way.
Ah, good for you.
I would pay top dollar for a hot pocket that looked like Charlton Heston.
Casino.com will be doing a lot of charity with it.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, they always do.
They giving you $28,000. Anybody giving you a little bankroll money to do some gambling this weekend?
No, not yet.
Okay.
And is Jesus just all right with you?
Yeah.
You a regular churchgoer?
No.
No? Oh, interesting.
No.
When's the last time you were in church?
Oh, I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Okay. But
I don't believe you have to be in church to believe.
Amen. We agree.
I believe with you on that. You know, every day I go to Baptist.com, and I find the most uplifting messages to get me through my broadcast day.
Any sandwich pieces that look like biblical figures?
Nothing. You know, you remind me in a way of the lady that... Remember the lady that used to go on Johnny Carson and would have potatoes?
Yeah.
That looked like...
potato chips, yeah.
Abraham Lincoln and stuff?
Yeah.
Imagine that lady today could get some dough. She got $28,000. What are you going to do with the money for your toast? Have you given any thought at all? I mean, an indulgence? Are you going to buy a fur coat, buy a Ferrari? What are you going to do?
No, I'm just going to take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
But I want to thank the GoldenPalace.com for...
Well, we all
do.
Yeah, all right.
All right, nice talking to you.
Bye.
Thanks.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
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 Hi, Ben.
I don't know. I'm not going to give you anything in this interview, but I want to thank GoldenPalace.com.
It's hard to tell who she worships more, God or Golden Palace.
Oh, I think we know. I think it's easy. I think it's easy to understand that one.
You think maybe it would have been a little different if they hadn't had her tied up with a pistol to her head?
Oh, my God.
So, the way I understand that, she's a degenerate gambler that doesn't go to church, somehow... toasted a piece of cheese that kind of looks like the Virgin Mary, and she's cashed in on it.
Yeah, but why is Golden Palace... You know, I just figured out why. GoldenPalace.com doesn't care to display it or whatever, right? They're just going to get the free mentions.
Right. She's just a grifter.
Maybe they had the case already.
Isn't this the same company that, like, writes their name on naked guys?
Uh-huh, yes, right? That's right. The big streaker guy that runs through all the soccer matches in England.
What casino is it going to be on display at? I mean, Golden Palace isn't a casino.
No, it's online game.
It's an online casino.
Yeah.
Should have put up a picture of it.
Maybe here's some news. I bet this is Beth Ann. Hey, B.A.?
Yeah, what they're going to do is they're actually going to have the Virgin Mary tour, and they're going to have a GoldenPalace.com blessed girl.
Now, listen, Beth Ann. It's one thing when the Baptist lady comes in with the plug.
$28,000.
Come on, now, you're not getting anything out of it. You don't have to give them the plug.
They're going to take it around on a bus all over the country and even into Canada.
Mary's farewell tour.
Right. Well, they could call that.
I hope no one gets hungry on the bus.
That would be funny. It'd be very dry.
I'm wondering, would you get eternal damnation? Because technically you would be...
Or eternal life.
Yes.
Yes.
You'd have to take that chance.
Because technically you would be eating...
Mm-hmm.
If, you know.
Yeah,
Virgin Mother.
It's a 10-year-old sandwich.
Yeah, I know.
But not a spore of mold.
How about that?
Not a spore.
That's really something.
That really is something.
How about that?
That is. I don't know what I'm going to do with the money, but I'd like to thank.
Right. Thank you, B.A.
Okay.
See you later. Goodbye.
That was fun.
I bet she loses the $28,000 before close of business.
All I know is I want to do a lot more cooking.
Do you think when we see her on TV now over the next couple of days, she will appear as half as stupid as she did on our show?
Yes.
You know, do you think so?
She'll fake it.
Are they going to clean her up or like give her a spiel to say?
She was prepared with all the answers that all the other radio interviewers have asked her with. It was Land O'Lakes cheese and it was Publix bread. Duh.
Which I found charming. I just didn't like the plug part.
Right.
That's all.
Well, that's who's paying her way.
Bob, Don and Mike show. Hello, Bob.
You guys don't suppose that she was already into GoldenPalace.com for $28,000 on a gambling bet.
No, Bob, I'd say something. Great minds think alike.
Right.
The thought did cross my mind. It did cross my mind.
That online gambling is the worst you can
right,
do.
Right, because you sit at home, you just play blackjack, and you owe thousands of dollars.
What's the name of her game? Pick Six?
Pick Six,
yeah.
It sounds like got to be. That's like a thinking man's game.
Pick Six. Probably a Golden
I
Palace.
I want that one. I think probably the number of pimples. Pick six.
Oh, so pick isn't like select.
No,
pick is like
literally.
Like pick.
Yeah.
Two-part game.
Pick six. Hello.
Drop. Pick six.
Justin.
Hello, what's up?
Or, you know, speak for yourself. Not everybody would have to play it that way. I mean, some people could
that's
play it.
That's the way she speaks.
Yeah.
That's the way she plays it. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Well, there's two rounds.
Hello, Don and Mike. Dustin.
Yeah, there is one who has a hot pocket that resembles Jesus. I like to thank Don and Mike website.com for putting a picture of it on there.
Mm-hmm.
And go to Don and Mike website.com for leather jackets.
Okay, shut up.
Don and Mike website for t-shirts.
Okay, get out.
Thank you.
Shut up. Where is John ready?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, let's get him in here. Because it's time for the Fantasy Football Week 11 Roundup.
Yay.
Very, very exciting.
There's a big league in our fantasy, the Jerry Todd League this week on the Don and Mike Show.
Here's and the commissioner.
For all of the stats and all of the scores, you can go to donandmikewebsite.com. But if you're not by your computer, here is our cricket commissioner, John, to tell us who won and what the scores are and who's doing what.
You got it out of one again.
What's that?
Who won the money this week, John?
Yeah. Hold on a sec. Let's get to the important
stuff. No. Who won the money this week?
Of course I did.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
I am the cricket commissioner.
Wow.
I just have to tell you one thing before we get to all of this. The true winner thus far in fantasy football, no matter of what the records are, it's Beth Ann McBride.
I know. Yeah, BA, who couldn't get into the league, and now she's
remember Miss Matchstick Girl who came around saying, I can't afford to play this, and I don't know anything about football. I got news for you. She comes into the office today, and she says, did you see who's leading the league in fantasy football?
Yeah, we saw. Subsidized.
She's ecstatic. Johnny, what happened?
All right, week 11, Buzz took down Don, 83-65. Bart continuing on his meteoric
slide. Mike, that's okay with me, though. I just want to mention, I mentioned this to Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz's lineup is like all Packers.
Right.
He's got Javon Walker, he's got Brett Favre, he's got Ryan Longwell.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Buzz, what am I going to do, root against the Packers?
No, you can't do that.
To win this game? So I'm happy Buzz beat me, but, he's Packers.
He's Packers. Yeah.
He's Packers on his team. And I'm still in first place.
Hard to hate that.
In my division.
Yeah. That's true. And like I said, Bart is continuing his meteoric slide. Four-game losing streak. Drops to Rob, 96.
Yeah! Rob, you won again.
In the squeaker of the week. Let's see. Beth Ann knocked out Joe, 104-80. And in the another Monday night squeaker, John took down Grandma Mike, 107-100.
So I would have won the money if
Beth Ann had 104.
It was
down to the last field goal that Vinatieri kicked that put me over the
top. And plus, Beth Ann's got Peyton Manning, who's throwing 5 touchdown passes a week.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So what's my record now?
As we stand now, we'll get the standings and our record.
And the playoff picture is shaping up. In the long division, Beth Ann, John, and Bart all knotted up at 7-4. Buzz bringing up the rear at 6-5. Not bad. In the short division, Don is at 6-5. Rob and Mike are tied at 4-7. And Joe at 3-8. With the playoff picture shape it up. If they went today, it would be Beth Ann and John out of the long division, and the short division is Don and Rob.
Wow. All right, that's how it stands.
How about that? You're doing better, Rob, than you thought you were.
Still, 4-7 is really a lousy way to be.
This is true.
Yeah, but remember, I can't wait till my kid gets back home tomorrow, because for the first 7 weeks of the year, every Sunday I'd sit at home and he'd say, hey, Dad, did you see? Dad, did you check out the power rankings? Dad, did you see? I'm number one in offense. I'm number one in defense. Hey, Dad.
Tell Bart that if Tony Gonzalez had managed, I think it was 14 yards in a quarter and a half, he would have won.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah. How about that?
You're into it now.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
That's when I went to bed. I said, because I've got this loss.
How about that?
Isn't that something?
And Amon Green screwed me, too.
Hey.
He's the one Packer that I've got in my lineup.
Number 30, right?
Yeah, he goes into the game. First play of the game. Oh, my ribs hurt. My ribs hurt. But I'm telling you, Buffalo, and you're listening on WBUF. That Willis McGahee, he's the real thing.
Did you see the video of, Feely, A.J. Feely? Is that who it is, Feely?
Mm-hmm.
Where he got, the guy came by and he was just giving him one of those classic pats on the butt, and he almost fell down in screaming in pain.
You know, I have a...
It was apparently like a hip pointer that he got, wow. And one of the players after a play came by and said, hey, nice play, man. He goes, ah!
Yeah, I saw that.
At home, I have a Reuben sandwich that looks just like A.J. Feely.
That's our fantasy football update.
Very good.
Check out our lineups. Check out the records.
Yes.
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Got to come on strong for the last part of the season, right?
And, I got to mention that Rich will be with us tomorrow on Wednesday, because we're not going to be here Friday.
Thanksgiving.
The Giants will be here for the NFL thing. That's tomorrow. Rich is from the NFL Network. And his show, Total Access, which is sponsored by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies that you love. This music means, yes, it's that time again.
Bring it.
It's phone scan time. Yeah, you sound like Ron Artest.
I kind of feel like Ron Artest, you know, when I'm getting ready to deal with this. I'm getting ready. Like, come on, bring it.
Yeah. Well, Ron Artest, grandma. We'll take your calls here on a phone scan. At 877-365-3636 from America. Canada, 800-636-1067. In D.C., 202-432-1067.
All this talking.
Tired out.
Windy. Yeah, I'm plumb tuckered out.
We'll be back with your calls next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Any of you guys see that the Quentin Tarantino film yet?
Yes, I did.
The Kill Bill?
Yeah, we did.
Kill Bill?
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. I thought that movie stunk, and I just wish Quentin Tarantino would just take his 16 minutes of fame and just go away. Just go away, Quentin Tarantino. Go away.
Calm yourself, sir.
Yes.
So what do you think of the movie?
I love Uma Thurman. No matter what she does, she's always good. But, I mean, as far as seeing the Kill Bill is concerned, I'd rather watch Don Geronimo on a radiator and watch
Stop
the
now. Stop. You can't say
But can I say
No, you can't say that either. Can I?
Hi, everybody.
With a...
Favorite radio program of Charlie M. The Don and Mike Show.
Charlie M.
Charlie M.
Giving away a TiVo today. TiVo box.
Wow.
With product lifetime service. That means you don't got to pay the whole time you have TiVo.
Cool.
Yeah, look at Buzz.
I like that.
Buzz gave me that look like a dog does when a dog hears something. His head turned the like
free TiVo for
Hold
life.
On. That might be something that brings Buzz over to the TiVo world.
Ready to come over to our side?
Oh, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Folks, listen. Don't listen to the man with the curly hair.
No.
TiVo kicks ass. We'll give it away later in today's show. $500 cash. Now a phone scan at 877-365-3636. These are unscreened calls, and it's only 2 days until Thanksgiving.
Wow, and of course tomorrow is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year.
I'm not into that anymore. I wasn't into that last year.
Not to be confused with Friday, which is traditionally the heaviest shopping day of the year.
Yeah, you know what? You don't help me on the groaners. I'm not going to help you on that.
All right, okay. I help you every day with the groaners.
No, you jump out of character.
Wow.
As soon as it goes bad.
All these great traditions that you just throw away. First the door, now the Thanksgiving chat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Don and Granny.
Hey, I'm number one.
What?
Hey,
Come on now.
I don't know. He was saying he's number one at something.
Yeah, make
something.
The effort.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
I just want to let you know that I went to Food Lion, bought a porterhouse, grilled it on my George Foreman grill, and it looks like Mike O'Mara's heart. Do you want to bid on it?
Yes. Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike. Phone scan. Hello.
Oh, well, that's a rude.
Or just hang up. Hi. This is Don and Mike's show. This is the Don and Mike show. Hi.
Can I ask Rob a question?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob. Who's a pretty girl?
What's that?
Who's a pretty girl?
Why, I am.
Hello. Don and Mike's show. Phone scan.
Didn't need that.
Don and Mike.
You're beautiful, Dolores.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello.
Dolores.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys rock. I mean, I've been listening to you guys for like the last 2 years, and I bought an XM radio. And the Opie and Anthony show sucks, man. I was just wondering if you guys are ever going to come to XM.
Why would we go to XM?
Because, man, we need you here.
Well, we kind of dig it out of the real radio world right now.
Do you work at XM? Yeah. What do you mean you need us there?
No, I bought one because I wanted all the music, and it's like, I thought the Opie and Anthony show would be cool, but it just sucks, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's you don't have to listen, and we're out here, you know, where it's free. You don't pay for us.
Yeah, it's cool, but I enjoy listening to you guys. You guys rock, and my mom lives in Orlando, Florida.
Orlando,
all right. Right. Well, now that's another one we'll add to the list. Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys, bye.
All right. Worth the trip.
See you later.
Say something about XM. I wish they would play, like, you know how radio stations in the old days would tailor their playlist to the time of the weekend? You know, like,
yeah.
When it's the weekend, like, it would be on a Saturday night, you'd be hearing Saturday Night Party.
Saturday Night.
$1 million weekend. XM doesn't track with that. You know, they have their regular thing that they do, and you'll get some of the, you know, especially that 70s channel, uh-huh. You get some of the most tired-ass songs.
I love on 70s
on
channel.
But on Saturday night, on Saturday night, like, at 7:30 right. Or something like that,
listen,
you know?
To us. Talking as if we have it.
Oh my God.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Oops, what are we doing? Hi, you're on the air. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just grilled a sandwich. If you have enough pot, you can actually read the entire New Testament.
Been there, done that.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, the real Virgin Mary was kept when you peeled apart the grilled cheese.
Oh, I get jokes.
Oh dear.
Okay, I get jokes.
Oh, that's nasty.
You know what? I'm giving that guy a chime time.
That is evil.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
I just want to give a free plug to O'Mara's. Ain't there over the weekend. Very good meal.
That's just what we need is more plugs for Mike's restaurant.
Well, I have to tell you something. You
Mike's
might
look around cafe.
Joke all you want, but I'm not going to say what face that I saw today in the soup, in the potato soup.
Who?
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Sure it wasn't just some long guy named Jesus? Sure it was the man?
That was actually the face of Jesus,
wow.
But it was formed out of a very long hair.
Was it Jim Carvel? I want to call
Jim
him...
Jim Caviezel? Is it Caviezel or Caviezel? What the hell Caviezel. Is his name?
Caviezel.
Caviezel. Caviezel. Caviezel.
We are going to make... Well, what do I say? Laverne and Shirley, it's...
Schlemiel.
Schlemazel.
Vassal and Pepper Incorporated.
Incorporated. That's what I was trying to come up with.
And I remember that, Clavil. And that's the show that I hated.
Clavisel.
You loved that.
Because you like Laverne and Shirley, no matter what you say.
No, but I mean, I remembered it because we used to say it all the time. We used to play it.
Because mm-hmm. you used to watch the show.
Never watched the
yes,
show.
Yes, you watched the
never.
Show. You watched Laverne and Shirley?
A complete episode from start to finish?
Yes.
Never in my life.
Liar.
Never.
Liar.
I didn't.
Liar.
There's no way you can prove me wrong.
Liar. I'll give you this. Maybe when they move to Milwaukee, or when they move from Milwaukee to Hollywood, maybe that's when you started to back off. But
sure.
In the very beginning, Mike, that was the Tuesday night.
What was it the spinoff of?
Happy Days.
It was a spinoff of Happy Days.
It was Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Three's Company, Taxi. That was a pretty good night of TV.
Oh, how can you put Taxi and Laverne and Shirley in the
one,
same?
Two,
I'm telling you, I'm a
blasphemer.
I'm a Laverne and Shirley fan. Hustle and Pepper Incorporated. Because you knew they were whores.
Right.
You knew
Shirley Feeney.
You knew they didn't show it on the show, but they would go out and pick out guys.
Oh, yeah.
And pick just
up.
Bring them back to that little shanty they had.
How are you?
Why do you think they called him the Big Ragu?
Oh, God.
Right. Why do you think they called him Squiggy?
And, the Laverne and Shirley legacy lives to this day, as a matter of fact. There's a woman that works on Channel 5, Fox 5, the poodle, Holly Morris.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've talked about this lady before. She's the one that goes out and last week on Channel 5 in the morning news, she was kickboxing, she was milking cows, she was clearing manure, and she was playing hockey. That's her job.
Right.
She's the wacky reporter to go out and
right.
do this.
Holly Morris.
And then, and she is so like a poodle on speed, cannot slow down.
Great to be on television.
What I've loved watching recently is after she does this crap in the morning, they bring her back at noon.
Right.
They clean her up,
yeah.
and they try to make her into an anchor.
Right.
Shower
now,
her.
Now, she does an okay job, but the problem is, one day last week, remember that big, gigantic L that Laverne wore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holly Morris, after she was out milking the cows in the morning, what better way to show the Fox viewers that you've got real credibility when you're going to go from milking the cow in the morning to being the main anchor of the news?
Right.
She's got a gigantic H.
Oh, God.
On her left shoulder.
No.
I
like
called,
being on television is not enough attention.
I called Rob and I said, I know you don't normally watch Channel 5, but check out the Laverne and Shirley H
yeah,
on H Holly
for
Morris.
Holly.
My guess is about 2 to 2.5 inches, some sort of jeweler's pin, a white metal, maybe sterling silver,
wow.
and garish, a nice big cursive
H. A lazy H?
Yes, a lazy H.
And also I've noticed this about her. She got the Vish freckles all over her neck, going down to her chest area.
Really?
Because,
oh, really?
You know, Channel 5 makes all the girls wear low-cut stuff.
Yeah, it's a rule. And also, Will Thomas has to wear it.
But he doesn't
he has to wear the low-cut, too.
Wearing it anyway.
Not a freckle on his
not
body,
a
though.
Freckle at all.
No.
And,
more hair.
It's a freckle-free zone.
Who's the weekend girl that's so hot? Oh, Laura Evans?
Yeah.
On Saturday night, she had on a green top that had to have 5 buttons undone.
All right.
And I'm sure she has a concave chest because there was nothing. The shirt
nothing
was,
going on?
The shirt was open. And as far as I know, the things went inside. They didn't come out. They didn't protrude out. They actually went in.
The things.
Channel 5 has the most casual reporters that go out on the scene.
Right.
You'll see them sometimes just like a golf shirt.
Sure.
And that's how they are. They're having a good time.
Hey, like Pat that. Collins started that.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
Casual Friday.
Don and Mike show. And you know, I think Beth Ann calls over to Channel 5 and they say, yeah, we love the show, but we really don't want to have anybody on your air because you talk about us. I don't know why they don't get.
You guys are great. We love the show. Oh, no, we're not going to subject our people to that.
You know, that's positive publicity.
Right.
I watched the poodle on TV.
The elder, yeah.
I'm telling you, she's the most hyperactive woman I've ever seen on TV.
Well, the reason you talk about her so much is that secretly you admire her.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. and also she's married to the weather guy.
Oh, you know, that's right.
And that's another thing that they never...
That's right.
They never play that up on Channel 5 either, that the girl that goes out and milks cows in the morning
right.
is married to the guy that's doing the weather in the morning.
Sam? You could actually take that.
No.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Sam.
Okay. You could take that and actually roll with that, like have them getting out of bed in the morning. That'd be great. Morning, honey. Time for the weather.
Yeah,
we're going to do a human interest story.
You know what else
see
about
you later.
Holly Morris on the afternoon newscast? She's really working hard on her serious face.
For when she anchors?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
really, her eyes.
She ought to take lessons from Ann Curry,
oh,
who has
yeah.
the sad face.
Yes.
You know, and now here's a sad story.
You know, Katie Couric is the master of that.
Oh, but Ann Curry is the unbelievable queen when she'll say something
oh,
like
no,
that.
Yeah.
And in this, no.
Oh, you're right, because she does that not in the context of an interview,
right.
but when she's delivering the
yes.
news.
Right. Yes.
Right. 4 people dead in Wisconsin after a tragic accident.
Nobody does that better.
Now let's go to Al with the weather. Al.
melodrama.
And one more girl that I want to mention on TV, a woman on Weekend Today,
mm-hmm.
who really should buy one of those, two of those, actually, what are those things you get? Those,
oh, I know who you're going to
those rubber
about.
Things you get that you put in your bra.
Oh,
sure.
Blousant is the brown name.
Blousant, I'm wearing them now.
Anyway. Campbell Brown
Campbell
is the girl's
Brown.
Name. Because not only, and she's cute enough, she's got this thing happening. She says, welcome to today on this Sunday, the 22nd
yes.
of September. Kemba.
Yes.
And they had her in an outfit the other day. Again, she's another one of the ones that's like, okay, we're going to go out on the street now. We have dogs that catch frisbees or whatever.
Yeah, she weighs about 13 pounds.
And they got a shot of her outside. Mm-hmm. Really, the body looks like Manute Bol.
She's a walking stick.
Yeah, I mean, she's big and she's just too tall and she's not filled out.
And be like us, ladies and gentlemen. Don't just watch television. Analyze it.
Criticize
it. Pick it apart and criticize it.
No,
hey,
no,
work. We do.
No, and I want to say one more thing. Gravier. Who used to work at Channel 9, now looking at Channel 5.
Her beer's looking good.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's her busy time because she has to go up north and start building the toys soon.
Oh, wow. She has a short haircut.
She's very elfin.
Very elfin.
We like her, though, a lot.
Johnny wants a roller skate.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
How are you? Okay. It's Petey Herman. Hi.
All right, get out of here. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Don and Mike.
Hi. Hi. Phone scan.
Hey, guys. I got a question about absinthe.
All right.
All right, Buzz.
I'm ready.
So,
Buzz, which way? Water's way or the fire way? I got a bottle of the Absinium 1792 on the way.
Well, you're going to use water either way. He'll send you some instructions, but use the water and the sugar and the cold, and it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
And don't use an electric carving knife for your turkey when you
Hello.
Do that.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Phone scan. And you're out of there. Hi, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Mike, welcome to the Heart Club.
Thank you.
Any plans of an angioplasty or bypass anytime soon?
No. They said that I am. If I modify my ways, that I can avoid that.
Well, don't believe them.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the kind words.
There you go. Hello.
I knew we'd get one of those today.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don't believe them.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hi.
The Daedra and I would like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, what are you doing, Imus? Is that what you're attempting to do, Imus?
It's the only line you'd rehearse.
Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yeah, that's what right. to do. Hello?
Nice effort.
Don and Mike, hello?
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I have a question for you, Don.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever seen or heard of the movie The Other Sister?
Who's in it? Maybe I have
heard of it.
You know, I don't know who's in it.
Oh, is that the retard movie that I like so bad?
Oh, my
Juliette
God.
Juliette Lewis. Oh, that's that's the best tard movie of all time, where you've got the two tards. That's the one where they wear, like, the Halloween costumes, right?
Don't
they? One of them wears, like, a full-size bunny suit.
Is it as good as the one with the guy from...
Sean Cassidy.
Was it
that was a TV movie.
That was a long time ago.
This one is one...
Is that the one I won't marry you?
Yeah, this one, though, is one you got to check out. It's the best hard movie of all time.
Oh, it's typecasting with Juliette Lewis.
Does it stack up against Bill with Mickey Rooney?
Now you're going way back.
You know what I did catch a couple minutes of the other day, though? I'd never seen it. I Am Sam.
I Am Sam. Who's in that?
Sean? Jeff Spicoli.
Oh, that's right. That's
and he
right.
got a nod for that, right?
I think he got a nomination.
It's so easy to pretend to be retarded, but he's good at it.
Yeah.
There's some laughs in that movie.
And sometimes you don't have to pretend.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
Hey, three quick things. One, whatever happened with Bart's gas bills, has that gone down yet, or has it gotten better?
Oh, Bart, the gas for the car. Yeah, here's what happened. We took away the credit card, and suddenly he discovered that he can't drive the car without money, so everything's cool. And he's also paid us back. Remember, my kid had a $700 gas bill in 1 month over the summer?
Yeah, and it was just amazing. He was in that car always. Weren't you speculating that it was not necessarily just gas? It was picking up things at the convenience store?
Yeah, and driving his friends around. And he's on the installment plan with that.
Right.
With us. So, yeah, he's cool on that. What else?
What a good boy. Second question is, hey, I travel up from Southern Virginia quite a bit to the D.C. Area, and I was wondering, since Bart's away at school...
You know what, this is the second question now that involves my son.
Well, you got it, but it's more of
a give him a ride. Highly disturbing.
Next thing you know, you're going to be a finger guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Hi
there.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
The Reds are sick. Giants!
What Sox?
The Red Sox, huh?
It won the World Series.
Yes, I believe you said it all.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How y'all doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I figured out why Mike and his girlfriend won't go out with you and your wife.
Why?
I came up behind him the other night at the restaurant, and he was talking all young and urban, like saying stuff like, yo, yo, and
Jess French.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. That's it. You were there. I remember that.
That's it. Hello,
my
there.
Homie.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don, Mike. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey,
last person. Last person. Go ahead. What can we do for you?
Hey, hot dog.
Right.
Hey, I just wanted to say, hey, Mike, you take care of yourself. And, you know, don't get stressed out at that restaurant of yours and... And, you know,
I think I can sum it up. Don't you go dying on us, Mike.
I won't.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm modifying my lifestyle. I'm not going
to. Yeah,
I'm
you better modify.
Starting in, what, 3, 4, 5 days?
No, I'm going to do it. I'll start tomorrow.
Well, just remember that Turkey's got a lot of...
You're the one that brought it up on the air. I didn't bring it up.
You're giving me a hard time about it. I'll start tomorrow.
Okay.
What, no. would be wrong with starting tonight?
Well, I started. You mentioned the diet. I'm not eating any carbohydrates, and I've been fudging on that for quite a bit.
Mike,
when I say fudge, it's been fudge.
Oh,
okay. Well,
it has been fudge
cream.
Tonight for dinner.
Yeah,
salmon and green beans. Mm. That's it.
Perfect.
Salmon, green beans, and ice cream.
Yes. No ice cream.
Oh, man.
Everybody back the. Back the F off.
Okay.
All right, you shut up, you. Go away. Does he get a prize?
Yes, he does.
No, I veto that. He doesn't get a prize.
You brought it up.
Come
you brought
on,
up
Mike.
The thing about you can't beat a grandma. Come on.
He brought it.
We're just behind you.
I want you to get healthy.
Listen to this guy screaming.
He's not screaming.
Yes, he is.
I'm not screaming.
He's not
in a warehouse. I'm not screaming. I'm in a warehouse.
He's talking when we're talking.
I'm sorry.
You're just upset.
Nope.
I am.
He's talking when we're talking.
I think he's a fine caller.
What's your name?
My name's Henry.
Can I call you Cardio Henry?
Sure, you can call me Cardio Henry.
Why don't you say I'm Cardio Henry?
I'm Cardio Henry. How
That's
are you?
A violation. He used a nickname. I can be tricky, too.
Hello there.
Thank you, Ross. Ross is well played.
Don and Mike, hello.
Mike.
Nope.
Hello. Oh. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Oh, you're killing us here. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Granny.
Yes, listen, just shut up and you win a prize. Can you shut up and win a prize?
Yes, sir, I can.
There you go, beautiful. What is your name?
My name is Robert.
Robert, where are you from?
Strasburg, Virginia.
Robert, you got a trip for two anywhere that Independence Air flies. Take my advice. Get out of here. Go down to Florida. They go to Tampa Bay. They go to Orlando. The new low-fare airline is here. 300 flights a day to 35 different cities across America from Dulles Airport alone. FlyEye.com, Independence Air. Go your own way. So go somewhere. Get out of here, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for not mentioning myself.
Well, see, now I couldn't do anything about it if he was going to say something. If he was going to say one last thing, I don't know what he called about in the first place.
Why were you calling?
Well, actually, I was rummaging through my old stuff, and I found a World of Don and Mike PC CD-ROM. Wanted to know if you guys wanted it or if it's put on eBay.
Well, the CD-ROM.
No, you know what? That belongs right into GARBAGE.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay?
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike.
Hold on a second, please.
Good help.
Dodge that one.
I think he said good health.
Good health.
Right at the very end.
Well, that was kind.
We'll be right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You don't forget a thing like Siamese twins.
I believe they prefer to be called conjoined twins.
And hillbillies prefer to be called sons of the soil. But it ain't going to happen.
The Don and Mike Show.
They occasionally breathe the rarefied air of buzzdom.
Sometimes.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, yeah.
Walking in rhythm.
Pick up the gala Christmas issue of Playboy today. Get into the spirit of the season, the college hoop season, with the college basketball preview of the December Playboy featuring Denise Richards. It's on stands now.
All right.
Let's see. Looking at my email. Got an email from Marty Bass.
Marty Bass of Baltimore. Mr. Baltimore, Marty Bass.
Marty Bass from Eyewitness News. Maybe sometime tomorrow on a phone scan or something, or next week, someone can call me and hit me to exactly what's going on. Frida and I are going to be on the Marty Bass Ravens Bengals post-game show.
You guys have planned that for a long time.
Yeah, we're going up, I think it's the week after Thanksgiving. The Ravens are playing the Bengals, and what does he write? Directions to Max's on Broadway. Is that where they do this show from?
Probably.
I'm not really sure. Boy, he's hooked me up, though. Parking pass,
ooh.
Gotta have that.
That's a parking pass.
Nice passes to a suite to watch the game, and then he's like writing all this stuff about the features they have on this show, and I'm just scrolling through this thing, but I love reading this. I will have an IFB for you. You know what that means?
Yeah, that's one of those ear things. Monitor.
Yeah, when you're on TV and they talk into your ear, cool.
Yeah.
Be there. Counter to Marty Bass.
Cool. Why did he mention that? Isn't that kind of standard procedure?
I think he wants to let me know it's real TV.
Yeah, okay.
It's real Channel 13 TV.
I will have an IFB for you.
He doesn't want you to freak out when he starts fondling your ear. There's a reason I'm touching you.
If you and
great lobes.
If you and Frida want to join us and tailgate, that's fine. For years, I've tailgated with two guys from Pocomoke City who lay out a major spread.
Pocomoke City, it's incredible to even put out a chandelier.
It's an awful long ride from Pocomoke.
I love my friends from Pocomoke, Don.
I don't know. I love going to the Ravens games. I love going to that stadium. I love the atmosphere outside the stadium.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really sure if I want to go to a thing with Marty Bass and
tailgating's fun.
You know what that'll lead to?
Yeah.
The after game party in the Bass bedroom.
Oh, right.
There you go. Bingo.
Sure.
Although we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So thank you, Marty, for
sending. Might want you really to go bass fishing.
Thank you. Thank you for sending that along. And looking forward to getting up to Raven City. Raven, whatever they call that. Ravens Nation, whatever they call it.
What is it called?
I think it's...
you should know it if you're going to be a big Ravens fan.
Ravenstown.
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 Be there in a couple of weeks. Billy Bush, not here.
Waiting on his call.
Waiting on his call?
Really?
All right.
Really?
Screw him. We'll move on without him. Mike, I love the Clay Aiken stuff, and you do the best Clay Aiken in the world.
Well, I just want to say, bless your heart. I'm so happy you think I do.
Here is a quote. I'm going to just rip this off, this piece of paper.
Are you a Clayniac?
And give this to you. If you would please read this. We were going to play a game today called Who Said This? But I don't want to go through the whole setup because Clay Aiken said
it. All right.
Just please read it as Clay Aiken
thank
said
you,
it.
Thank you.
Okay, here's today's Clay Aiken news.
In school, it didn't help that I dressed like a loser. My wardrobe would have been forgiven if I had been athletic, but I was clumsy, spastic. So there I would be on the playground, dressed like somebody's grandfather, burning up in those sweaters, unable to play soccer or kickball. Just me, off by myself, looking and feeling ridiculous. So of course I was picked on. I was teased. I was dodgeball bait.
But wait,
sure was.
Wait, there's more with Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken.
Let's see. You know, he's got a Christmas special. I think we mentioned that with Barry Manilow.
Wear your sport coats, please.
He also did not like going to the American Music Awards.
No. Why?
Because the show was too crass. Yeah. Dave Grohl made vulgar jokes.
I hate vulgarity.
Paris and Nicole said the F word.
Yes, they did. That's all. You know, you can express yourself without having to use that language.
Nick and Jessica alluded to their sex life any chance they could.
Yeah, and well, he's all right.
And the biggest problem that Clay had with the American Music Awards?
What was that?
His date really didn't like what was going on. His date was offended.
She had to get back because she's a beard.
No. His date.
He didn't like it.
No, his date didn't like it.
His date, but there's no explanation of genre.
Oh, no, yes. I know
who's gender.
I know. She's a female.
Oh, really?
His date for the American Music Awards was his mom.
My mother.
His mom.
Come on, mama.
Oh, woman.
He said...
they said the F word. I'm so sorry, mother.
He said that his mom said the American Music Award is a smutty little program.
Mom, I love you.
And then here's the best quote. If I could have left, grabbed my mom, and hightailed it to a Cracker Barrel, I would have.
Let's go to the Cracker Barrel and have some meatloaf. Come on, Mama. I'm so sorry about that Dave Grohl being so crass and vulgar.
How great is he?
Don, I would have enjoyed the music awards, but unfortunately, they were filled with vulgarity.
I understand it was...
I can't stand that. Why am I supposed to go to see a show where I can hear them say all those terrible things? You know, that Paris Hilton. She just doesn't do it for me.
You played sports in high school.
I was unable to play sports in high school.
You played dodgeball?
I was dodgeball bait.
Wow.
They said, who are we going to practice throwing the ball at us? As hard as we can, and hit him in his pointy little head. They said it's going to be Clay Aiken.
Larry Flint is in the news. Now, this is not really news, I don't think.
Really?
Larry Flint has pictures of Paris Hilton.
Yeah, I forgot. This is a tough transition.
I know it is.
I've got pictures. They're beautiful.
The pictures that Larry Flint has are pictures of Paris Hilton kissing a girl.
Okay.
Now, Neither girl is nude.
That's lovely in activity.
The photos do have hot tongues of flame, mouth to mouth.
Would you like an exclusive?
And Larry says, here's the quote.
Yeah.
Even though they're not pornographic, says the photos are quite erotic, artistic, and compared to her videotape, people will see a new Paris Hilton.
This is a new side of her that she's going to really, really show herself as a lesbian. I think you're going to like it. How's Clay Aiken doing? I just want to say thank you, Paris. I had to engage my wheelchair brake just to look at them. Thank you, Donna. Keep up the great work. Don't have to work so damn clean all the time.
They got a new list now, the Frigid 50. This is from FilmThreat.com. Their annual list of the 50 least inspiring, least intriguing people in Hollywood. Larry?
Empty my bag.
I am surprised to note that a beloved Leah Remini is not on this list.
Really?
Huh. Nope. The number one most frigid person in Hollywood is Michael Moore, followed by Halle Berry, Michael Eisner, M. Night Shyamalan, the guy, the Sixth Sense guy.
Right. Yeah.
Then I love the fact that these guys are just together. Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson.
Really?
They don't get, they're lumped in together. They don't get separate billing. They're right. Together, they are
like
just
unapproachable?
Right. These are the people in Hollywood who are the least inspiring, the least intriguing, and the people who have the biggest attitudes.
Okay.
Then number six is Nicole Kidman. Seven is Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And what's he doing on any top 10 list, even if it's the biggest jerk?
<list. laughs>
Then number nine, Larry Flynn's favorite, Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton. I lost my bag.
And number 10 is Ben Affleck, just because he makes everything.
Oh, that's great. That's a pretty good list, though. I don't have any problems with anybody on that list.
Except
for Halle Berry at number two. I think that's cruel. She's still beautiful. She may be a little nutty, but
it's
all about being unapproachable,
they're
right?
They're saying, people who are just full of themselves.
Least intriguing.
I got a way that Halle Berry can get off that list.
How's that, Larry?
Take some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Want to thank SmokingGun.com, because those guys send us stuff before they put it on their website. They sent us something today about a new lawsuit with Bruce Willis. Hey, where's that tape of Bruce Willis? From that movie I Like So Bad?
Right.
That one
Die Hard.
With Sam Jackson. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Right.
That's the best of the Die Hard movie.
You love that movie always.
I love the where he's driving that big dump truck. Yippee-yi-ki-yi.
We've had that tape for years.
Oh, there it is. I love this. My guilty pleasure. This is a tape that has no place on our show. I just love this scene.
Attention! Attention! Nils is dead. I repeat, Nils is dead, fuckhead. So's his pal. And those four guys from the East German All-Stars, your boys out of the bank, they're going to be a little late.
He's talking on the walkie-talkie to Klaus von Bülow, and I know it's not Klaus von Bülow, it's Jeremy Irons. But I know him as Klaus von Bülow, and he's a great bad guy in this movie.
I love that movie.
Anyway, Bruce Willis is suing Revolution Studios because he said he was injured on the set of Tears of the Sun. That's one of his war movies, I guess.
Okay.
Bruce Willis claims, and this is just on Smoking Gun, he suffered physical and mental injuries when he was hit in the forehead by a projectile while filming a scene involving minor pyrotechnics.
Ooh.
He does not give specifics on the injury. He is suing for millions, and he says he needs medical care.
Well, he does.
Well,
he can just wear a wig like he always does.
He needs medical hair because, quote...
Medical help?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I keep saying medical hair, and it's
right.
Medical care.
Because what?
Because, quote, his head hurts. That's good.
What the explosives are, those little squib things, they blow up to make it look like a bullet's hitting the ground.
Right.
You know, they're minor.
And they hit him in the forehead.
Somehow.
It hurt.
So anyway, thank you. Go to SmokingGun.com. They have a copy of the lawsuit. I love Walmart. I don't care who says Walmart stinks.
They're evil.
But even I have to say that this is good stuff if you hate Walmart.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the guy who ran Walmart is Bud Walton, right? Mm-hmm. Is he got dirt in his mouth yet, Bud Walton?
I don't know about Bud. Sam Walton is no longer with us.
Okay, well, so he's the one that's dead.
Right. The younger brother, Bud.
So anyway, Buddy, right. He has a daughter. Her name is Nancy Walton Lori,
uh-huh.
And she is worth almost $3 billion, and that's B as in bitch.
Wow.
$3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
She also owns the St. Louis Blues, and she's big into Walmart.
Sure.
Well, they're doing a show on 2020 this weekend with John Stoffel, who is just super.
Right, he's the consumer guy.
So what he did was he went back and did some research and found out that this broad from Walmart, the girl who's the daughter of the guy who's the brother of the guy that owns it,
right.
She went to USC in Los Angeles,
right.
And she paid a roommate, Alina Martinez, $20,000 to write her papers and do her assignments.
Oh,
now, professors were suspicious. They have professors who will go on camera this weekend to say, we thought something was stinky, but she's the Walmart girl.
Right.
So we didn't do anything.
Wow.
Now, talk about an expensive education. Her parents were so thrilled that she made it through USC after she paid $20,000. And incidentally, they're alleging that was $20,000 a semester.
So this is coming out after the fact.
Right.
All right.
Her parents, so happy that she graduated, donated a $25 million stadium to the University of Missouri in their home state.
Uh-huh.
And it is now called the Page Sports Arena, of course, because her first name is Page.
Page?
Page, that's right. That's right, Jim. Page.
Wow. Can they go back and grab that degree from her if they find out she was speaking like this?
That's kind of the sticky wicket they're in now.
I think it can be retroactive in college.
They're doing a whole big investigative thing because it's November sweeps. They're doing an investigative thing on cheating on college.
Sounds like USC needs a stadium.
And they are going to hold her up. But USC didn't get the stadium.
No, yeah,
well,
but
that's the whole thing. They gave the University of Missouri the stadium.
So anyway, that's for those of you who hate Walmart, that there's news for you about
Walmart.
Well,
I think that's going to make that yellow face smile upside down.
There's a lot of movie stars that complain about being popular.
Yeah.
And this guy, Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm thinking about him today, and I'm thinking,
aren't we all?
Yeah, well,
every day.
Once I got out of the shower, I continued to think about him.
More American Beauty references.
He was in Titanic.
Yes.
I never saw it, but I understand a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm. Very popular.
He was in Catch Me If You Can.
I love that movie.
Right? He's going to be in this movie about Howard Hughes.
Wow.
He's not like a movie star like Colin Farrell, Tom Cruise. He would be, would you say Leo DiCaprio is a movie star, but not one of the biggest? I wouldn't even put him in the top five.
Maybe not the top five, but definitely the top 10.
He was pretty big. Yeah,
he was, but lately I'd give him a B-plus at the best.
Yeah, hasn't done anything lately.
Well, he's had some box office slippage, but I think he's still pretty popular.
I would put a lot of guys ahead of him now. Johnny Depp's ahead of him.
Oh, absolutely.
I think I've already mentioned Colin Farrell is ahead of him.
You got George Clooney, you got Brad Pitt.
You got Denzel Washington.
Right.
You've got Tom Hanks. You've got all these. Anyway,
none of those guys were on Growing Pains, though.
Anyway, mm-hmm. Shut up. Here's what he says. Leonardo DiCaprio is afraid because the paparazzi are following him around.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it when movie stars say crap like this. He says, quote, "I'm simply too popular. There must be a way for people to leave me alone."
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just talking about the photographers. I'm talking about everyday people that approach me on the street. But it's the photographers that he's really nuts about.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "I hate all of them. I have to find a way to deal with these people until there's a law that they can't take my picture. I hope there is a law someday for my sake and for the sake of many other popular people, because someday there may be an accident and we may lose somebody. I wish they wouldn't follow me around."
So he's threatening the photographers with death?
"And make my life miserable." No, the last line of this is the best. "One day, one of them may kill me."
Really?
Yeah. Leo, listen, if you're that worried, dude, you know, climb back into your box and get the hell out of my world.
Well, I think what they should do, if they're worried about that, do what Clooney does. Clooney, like, bought that that villa in the middle of Italy, and he says he goes there because he doesn't get bothered.
Right? You know, you were talking earlier about great retard films. They wouldn't bother him if he acted like his character in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
That's his, like, original movie.
Yeah.
Hello!
Hey, mama!
But come on. You know, these movie stars, shut up.
Don't the ones that don't get hassled...
Shut up!
Don't the movie stars that get are free of hassle, don't they, like, come out of the restaurant and they stop for 10 seconds?
Yep. Yeah.
And they give him it. They you know, it's part of the... It's the cost of doing business.
I mean, for God's sakes, I realize I'm no Leonardo DiCaprio, but you know, I'm a major local celebrity. I was in a movie theater on Saturday night,
yes.
And a man spoke to me, and I was not polite to him. You know what I did?
Yeah.
I called that man on our radio show just yesterday.
You did?
And I told that guy, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being a fan of the show, and I'm sorry that I was rude to you.
Just like that commercial, you know, what do you have to say? Thank you. You know, it works wonders.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really does.
But I got to tell you the truth. I was definitely afraid he was going to kill me. I was definitely afraid, just like Leonardo DiCaprio is definitely afraid.
Thank you, Lenny.
Shut up, Leo. Hey, Robbie, pick up that phone.
Telephone.
Would you please?
Yeah.
It's the one that made the light go on.
Hello.
Call coming in.
Who is it?
Yeah, is this Billy? Who's calling?
He's late for a very important date.
I need your real name, sir. Oh, hang on a second.
Who is it?
It's Rippin.
Oh, it's Mark Rippin?
Oh.
Okay. All right, hold on a second. I thought it might be Billy Bush. Hey, Rip. Hello?
What's up, guys?
Hey Mark, how are you? Hey, you remember him. Of course, you remember Super Bowl MVP Mark Rippin.
Hey, Rip, how's it going?
What's happening, dude?
Lovely to love. You guys have been a riot the last couple of weeks, by the way.
Wow. Where are you listening to us, Rip?
Spokane, Washington.
Oh, Spokane.
That's right.
You still got all your holiday ends?
I got a couple of those still running, doing very well. Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Good. Cool. So,
yeah, I liked the Absinthe show. That was good.
Oh, you heard the Absinthe show.
Stop by.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
What the hell are you doing, Rip? The last time that we saw you, you were making a comeback. You were playing, I think, for Indianapolis. Is Peyton Manning's backup?
Yep.
Right?
He is the best. He is by far the best, and I knew that back then, and now he's just kind of proven it over and over again these last few years, but... right now, I've got a face for radio, but they're sticking me on television doing a little broadcasting up here in the Northwest.
Oh, very good. You doing? What are you doing? Some college ball up there?
Washington State University, all their home and away games, and it was kind of fun. They're all tape games, so the people already knew the outcome of the game, so they wanted a little bit of a different angle. They want to learn more about the players and instead of the analytical side, which is my strength, but. I managed to fumble through it, and it was pretty fun.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You're a great guy. I mean, we've known a lot of football players, but never a guy more down-to-earth than Rip. I mean,
what's great about when we got the relationship going on with Rip, it's right at the moment where, you know,
I remember that relationship, how it started. My 30th birthday? A stripper was in my bedroom with my 3-year-old daughter.
Oh, God. Well, we do what we got to do, Rip.
Oh,
yeah, I appreciate that. I still wake up with little shakes and shivers in the night. So.
One of my best memories of Rip was the Christmas party when he came to our company Christmas party.
Oh, at Wave a Right.
And sang karaoke.
Yeah, that was good. I think Billy Idol, wasn't it?
Rebel. Yeah, Rebel. And you had the worst suit on that night.
Silver jacket.
Like something that Deion Sanders would have thrown up.
I will never forget that jacket.
So, Mark Rippin, what would you say to the legions of Redskins fans who are listening to you now on WJFK and saying, God, we're really sorry that we booed you when you played here. Would you please come back and play?
Oh, I feel bad for Joe, and you know, because that was the part that we all thought was going to be the strength of the team, and yet alone we find out their defense is their strength. And so I think just the fact that he's been out for 12 years and hasn't called plays and hasn't seen the types of defense of the athletes that today's game has, but don't count him out yet. I know he's a competitor, and this is just going to motivate him even more. I mean, his coaches might hate it. He might be back to the 3-4 in the mornings, but he's going to find a way, and so hang in there, everyone.
I think it's good for people that remember, you know, when you won the Super Bowl for your words of reassurance, because right now, Redskins fans, I got to tell you, Rip, are suffering big time. They really are.
Yeah, they have been for, well, I think since that.
Ever since you left.
After,
Yeah, the last year after the Super Bowl, we went to the playoffs. That was
the final straw of
the playoff bid. So,
oh, and I remember.
All right, I'm going to come back. We're going to come back this year. My bring my daughters back for a game, and I'm going to kind of sit in the meetings there and see if I can pick their brains a little bit and do what I can and to help that. I'm not going to be able to turn anything around other than give them a little bit of insight to what might work and what might go on.
So, listen, you bastard, when you come back out here, for God's sakes, don't be a stranger. I mean, if you're coming back to this area, we'd love to see you. Love to see your kids.
I'm going to come on the set. Yeah, we're going to bring the girls on the set. We'll have a little chit-chat.
Man, how old are your girls now, Rip?
One's a junior in high school. The other one's a 8th grader. And wow. She is going, and both my daughters are beautiful. My 8th grader's 5'11", a little basketball player. Amber's are kind of our students, little tennis and golf, and loves that part of it. But she's my youngest is going to Hamburg, Germany for 6 months. She finished.
Rob's first. Got it.
Rob's applauding.
Rob's applauding for
Rob
Germany.
Loves Hamburg.
Yes, finished first in this last summer in Paris at a modeling school. In the
right now.
So she's going back there for about 6 to 8 weeks, and I'm going to go back and spend about 4 of those 6 weeks with her.
Oh, that's great.
What a great life. Rip, hold on, and let's get. I'd love to get your number, because I know Frida would love to chat with you as well.
Oh, it'd be great, yeah. And matter of fact, Annette mentions that she misses some of those days. We still keep in touch. We're still good friends.
Oh, good for you guys. That's great.
I got myself a little sweetie, too, that, you know, and her daughter's actually a senior here in town, and she's going to be going to Stanford, so we... Still, things are good.
Oh, that's. I'm glad to hear you are so up. That's fantastic.
Look, I don't want to get into the whole thing with your son and what you went through, but Rip really went through the worst thing that a parent can go through.
Yep.
And, you know, you showed everybody, you know, the type of guy that you are, the type of guy that we've always known you are. And you always got a spot on our show and off the show. I mean, you just...
I truly appreciate
guy.
That, guys. And on that behalf, I've started a foundation, too, and that's another reason why I wanted to call and plug the foundation.
Go ahead.
If people would like to get on board, it's markrippinfoundation.org.com.net. It'll all go back to the original website. But, you know, you can read about it. You know, we've done some real good things, and there's ways to donate if people like to donate. We're going to try to get out there maybe in the next year or so, put a golf tournament together and get you guys involved.
Absolutely.
Things raising money still.
Whatever you need. We love to. And Rip will put that up on our website as well, the address. And have a great holiday. Hold on. I need to get your number, for God's sake.
No problem at all. I appreciate it, guys. You have a good holiday, too. And I'll give you definitely a holler when we get into town here in the next month or so.
Thanks, Rip. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hold on, Rip.
Care, Mark.
We need that number, for God's sakes. He's just the greatest.
Yeah,
he is.
Oh, and then you want to talk about a guy that really, you know, went through it. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And anybody that knew him, it was when he'd left the area, and we all suffered through that with him. Man, I tell you, he's one of the best. And,
good guy.
You know, he does. We've interviewed him over the years, very sporadically. I mean, almost every couple of years we'll talk to Rip. And I believe, Don, it was the last time we talked to him where, you know, you knew he was hurting. He was still
beaten,
you know, getting through the all the stuff that he'd had.
He lost his son to cancer and, you know, obviously had some problems with Annette and has come through. And
yeah, that's great.
What a great guy.
He sounds like he really sounds like he's much better right now.
Mm-hmm. Two things about Rip. I know I've said them repeatedly. I'll say them again about what a down-to-earth guy he is.
Mm-hmm.
First, he wins the freaking Super Bowl.
He
wins the MVP.
Yeah, he did it.
Frieda and I are over at his house having a very informal dinner. I say to him, where's the trophy? He says, I don't know. It's in the other room. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and find it. I swear to Christ, it's true. I go in his office, and in the back of the office, I'm not kidding, with sweatshirts and junk hanging over it, is the MVP trophy.
Under a pile of clothes.
For the Super Bowl. I come out of the room, and I go, hey, this is all the way in the back of the room. And he said, yeah, whatever. That's the way he is. And the other great story about Rip, to show you the type of guy he is, after they won the Super Bowl, Mike and I were standing outside the station one day. It was like 4 or 5 months later with a high-powered hose.
Right.
Spraying people because it was like 100 degrees.
Right. It's right after we went to the afternoons, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rip came driving by in his car, had his sunroof open and his windows down, had the biggest I am an idiot smile on his face, just wanted us to spray him with water from the high-powered hose.
That was a good day for him.
Fun guy. Yeah,
pretty hard
I remember
to beat.
That.
Pretty hard to beat. Long-time listeners remember, Rip was a great friend of our show.
Oh, fantastic.
He really was. And now I gotta go, from that, I gotta go to a feel-good.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go to a feel-good that doesn't involve death, because we were just talking about death.
Yes.
But this is a good feel-good.
Okay.
No death, but you're gonna love it anyway.
All right.
Okay, this is from Virginia Beach. We're on down in that area in Norfolk, Hampton Roads, Virginia Beach.
Right.
There's a 13-year-old boy feeling very, very lonely in our modern pornographic society.
Mm-hmm.
So, he called up an escort service. Kid is 13.
Oh, God.
Whore gets to his house. She says, wait, you're a little kid. I can't stay here. He says, oh, yes, you can. And he pulls out a shotgun.
Oh, my God.
So now the 13-year-old has got the whore in his house, and he says to her, I'm going to put on some music. Now I want you to dance for me.
Oh, my. With the shotgun pointed
at
her.
Yeah, and he's pointing the shotgun at her the whole time. So she started to strip and dance for him.
Sure.
There was a moment when she lunged towards the gun. She was able to bite the kid's hand.
Right.
Open the front door, get in the car, and drive away. The kid is now being held and faces five criminal charges: abduction by force, conspiracy, and, of course, using a firearm to commit a felony, brandishing a firearm, and transporting and possessing an assault firearm at age 13.
Wow. They grow up so fast.
That's the line right there.
The dad, when asked about this, the dad said he didn't see what the big deal is because the gun wasn't loaded.
Oh, my God.
The gun wasn't loaded.
Man, I can run around in circles for ye.
That's the big deal. You got the music in here? There we go. Okay. That's game show music. That means it's time to play a little Stump the Stoop, kids.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, we went long there with Rip, so there's got to be a quick break. We've got a TiVo box to give away and a year-long TiVo a lifetime subscription service to TiVo. You can win this prize right now.
Wow. Good.
By stumping me at 877-365-3636.
Are your musical ears sharp today?
Yeah. I got all the stuff clogged out, and I feel great. It's Stump the Stoop. It's a game that I used to play with my DJ friends back when I played records.
Yeah, and it basically goes, it's kind of our version of Name That Tune.
Right. What are we doing today? Top 40?
Yeah, like the whole Top 40 era, probably like 65 to 90.
65 to 90 end of the year. Now, I don't know these songs. Rob will put one in the machine, and we'll see. Here's the point. I'll say I can name the song in 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on the phone says I can name it in 2. Here's the thing. If you can beat me, if you can just beat me up one of these, you'll win a TiVo and a year subscription and $500 cash.
Yes, and it's tough, but you have been conquered before, so there is possibility.
Let me give you an example real fast how we do this. This is simple. Not even going to look at what the CD is.
All right.
Just pop it in, and I'll tell you that I can identify whatever the song is in 1 second.
All right, go for it.
I have no idea. I've not looked at the box. Here we go. 1 second.
That was longer than 1 second.
Yes, it was. All
right. See? You can be beat.
Could have been any number of songs.
And I didn't know what
And incidentally, when you're going to do that, you have to police yourself. Even if you don't know it, you have to dump it at 1 second.
Okay, I shall.
That was a deep cut. That wouldn't have gone on during the game. It was Twistin' by the Pool by the Dire Straits.
What the hell was that?
It's a song I liked in high school.
Okay, here we go. That's easy. 2 Divided by Love by the Grassroots.
Right. By heart.
That was an easy one. I think. Let's hear that again. Okay, try one more. Here's Abe Lee. Again, I don't know what the cut is. I swear to God.
1 second?
1 second. You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC.
Very good.
And how many cuts are on this thing? How many? Look at this dummy, how many cuts are on there.
Oh, there's only 22.
All right, cut 20. One more. You are the sunshine of my life, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Okay. See, we all play. You see us all playing along with that?
Yeah.
With our eyes.
Well, you think you can win?
Well, no. I can do it in 2 seconds.
In 2 seconds? Anybody can do it in 2. Well, go ahead, Mike. 2 seconds?
All right. No.
Used to Be My Girl by the OJs.
Next one I can do in 1 second.
Shoot. Okay, hold on. I'm just going to queue up another random cut. 2 seconds, Mike?
1 second.
1 second?
I don't know.
Walking Down Your Street by the Bengals?
Yep. Okay.
All right. Buzz, you want to try one?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
Give me a shot.
Two seconds.
Give me
come
two
on,
seconds.
Here you go. That's not a hit. What is
no.
that?
That's 20th Century Fox by the Doors.
God. You put in some stuff that has real songs.
Well, you're doing random stuff.
Not your favorite dumb songs.
I know that one.
What is that one, Mike?
Shoot, shoot, shooby-doo.
Okay, we'll play the game. We'll play Stump the Stupid and we come right back.
Let's bring it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Boy, do I dig this way out music. Let's see, I'll try number 14 this time.
The Don and Mike Show.
They paint the whatnot. Don and Mike.
All right, I'm ready for some Stump the Stoop action.
Touched by ZZ Top.
877-365-3636.
I'm not good at it. I'm not good like you are, so I got to take what I can get.
We're going to play right now, Stump the Stoop. I spent endless hours, like when I was a DJ, up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you've been up all night for whatever reason, and you are either drunk or high, or you've just been eating and partying and whatever, and you can't unwind, I would sit around with these DJs, like 8 of us, and we would do the stupid game with a record player.
Mm-hmm.
Really, a guy would put a record on, and if you were the first to shout out what it was...
You were the winner.
You were the winner, and if there was a tie, then you would go to the label, then you would go to the flip side, and if you had to, you would all go all the way to either the total time of the record or the producer of the record.
And the last one standing was taken up to the top of the apartment building and thrown out to his death.
But
that's how we spin the herd of DJs.
That's right. The last one would be the love slave.
Of course.
For all other DJs.
All right, yes, so, all right. Who's got shotgun tonight?
Having said that...
Well, here he is with his big jukebox.
All right, let's do this.
The number one man of all.
I'm undefeated.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean?
I like music radio. I always have.
Record machine. Roll back the rug and stand up, folks.
Here we go.
Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Michael's all
up in and the bottom.
Okay, that's the long version.
Are you undefeated, technically?
I have been beaten once or twice by our listeners.
Okay, so I'm sorry, you were doing the DJ thing, but say, I'm undefeated.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
This is Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
Now, do you know music?
I'm scared, man. I'm scared.
Do you know music? Do you know top 40 music?
I don't think as well as you do, man.
All right, Mike, how many seconds do you need?
Give me the safe 3.
3.
3?
3.
All right, we'll give this guy 3 seconds to see if he can identify the song. Which machine, Robbie?
Are you on your choice 1 or 2?
Okay, here we go. 3 seconds. I got it. Do you?
I know you got it. I don't got it.
That would be Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac.
And it's at this time in the game where I normally say, serious players only.
Yeah.
All right, guys. See you later.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
From the Rumors album, don't you know?
Got it.
Hated that song. You don't like that song? I hated playing that one. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, what is your name?
This is Peter.
Peter, are you any good at this, you think?
I think so. Give it a shot.
Okay, Pete. How many seconds you need?
Let me go with the safe 3 as well in the beginning.
Safe 3? Okay, which one, Robbie? Here we go. I've got it, incidentally. What is it, my friend?
I have no idea.
That's How Much I Feel by Ambrosia.
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Oh, you gotta let it play for a second. Trust me, you'll know. We don't have time to play the entire song, but it was one of those,
I don't know how this...
Like this. One of these, like rot things.
Oh, shit.
Not like rock, like rot.
I love this.
I love it.
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
Bye, loser.
Thank you. Bye.
And you'll find I'm a
race in victory.
I'm a real good sport at this game too.
Race in victory.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Stump the Stoop. Hello.
What's up?
Are you ready to play? What's your name?
It's Mike in Rehoboth. I was ready to play, Don, and I hear your little samples before you go to break, man. I'm already ready to eat bugs and slit my wrist, man. So, you know.
What I'm ready, though.
I think it means he's ready.
I think he's really wound up for this.
How many seconds do you need?
Two.
All right, now here's someone who's really a player.
A player.
2 seconds. Good luck.
Feels like the first time, Foreigner.
Bingo.
Very good.
Now, I got to get one in 2 seconds.
Yes. And that'll be tough.
And then we go into the 1 second challenge.
Okay.
But congratulations, you made it through the first round.
Good way to get through the first round.
Maybe I won't get this one. Who knows?
Thanks, Jen.
Except I will. Have You Ever Been Mellow by Olivia Newton-John.
Wow.
Yeah.
A second?
1 second.
I don't think it was a second. I think that was like half a.
Yeah, might have been.
Actually, I think I gave myself maybe 2 seconds on.
2 seconds? Okay.
I think he had 2 seconds on his as well, right?
You were talking before 2 seconds.
Yeah, you'd already identified it before.
Yeah, so saying, now he's a half a second.
Now he's got to get it in one.
In 1 second. Another random top 40 hit. Are you ready?
Sure.
Here you go. 1 second.
Boogie Nights.
That would be Pick Up the Pieces by the Average White Band.
Man. I used to say it was the Atlanta Rhythm Section, but it's not.
Yeah.
Atlantic Records.
AWB.
Correct. Bye, loser.
Hey, see you, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello,
everyone is dismissed the same way on Stuff the Suit.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Goodbye, loser.
Mike is like one of the few talents I have.
I know, you get into it.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, are you any good at this?
I think so.
How many seconds do you need?
Give me two.
Two. Another person going to the difficult two.
And good luck.
Walking in the Rain, Barry Manilow.
That would be Laughter in the Rain by Neil Sedaka.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Country roads with my baby.
No.
Goodbye, loser.
Gone.
Just hung up.
That light the Wendy's gone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Greg.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Think you got a chance, Greg?
Well, I tell you, it's hard to get out of these transitions when you got a story about a kid with a shotgun.
Oh, you're doing a Casey Kasem.
Right, very good.
Okay.
How many seconds you need?
Two.
Two. Good luck. Here you go.
Feel like making love. Bad Company.
Wow, he pulled that one out.
Oh, a good one.
Yeah,
he got
that one right.
Right.
Baby, when I think about you, I think about love.
All right, now I got to do this one at two.
Yes.
Here we go. To catch up with this guy, no problem. Shining Star, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Right. Had it after a second.
Now this guy gets one.
Bow, 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 bow. Yeah.
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 All right, this guy's got to get it in one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good luck. You ready, guy?
I'm ready.
Hi, guy.
I'm guy.
That's such a disadvantage for the caller.
Yeah.
Want to give him another record?
Yeah, give him another record, because, I mean, he came in here.
Black Water by the Doobie Brothers.
They didn't even hear anything.
He probably couldn't hear that on the phone
in higher frequency.
I could.
Don,
we know.
Play fair.
Okay.
Firm but fair.
Okay. Here you go. 1 second.
It just sounded like noise. I couldn't understand.
Now, I'm not going to give you that again.
What's that?
I'll play it for you one more time. I already know it. Here it is.
I have no clue.
That would be Reunited and It Feels So Good by Peaches and Herb.
You have something to say to this man.
Now, even if I knew the song, I didn't know.
Bye, loser.
Bye.
So long, turkey. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Stump the Stoop. Hi. Hello?
Hey, it's Eric.
Hey, hi, Eric. You ready?
Hey, Eric.
Now, Eric, someone...
Sometimes you shouldn't even play.
Someone out there will figure out if you just come and say, I can do it in 1 second, maybe you'll nail me.
I'll take it 1 second.
Good man. Here we go.
I don't know.
That'd be just what I needed by the cars.
You didn't know that.
It's only in commercials for Circuit City now.
Yeah.
On Electra Records.
Message to this man on the phone?
Bye, loser. The Cars. God, where's the vocal on this?
Right here.
You guys are wasting my time.
Oh, you're funny. Just like the song.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Gary.
Yeah.
Gary, you want to play?
Sure do.
All right, Gary.
Sure do.
Sure do.
Sure do.
Another one for the slaughter. How many seconds, Gary?
One.
One. Ooh. Good for you, Gary.
Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult.
What is it?
Oh, golly.
That would be Don't Fear the Reaper.
Did you say Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult?
Yes, I did.
Does this count as like a reel, or do you just give him another chance?
Here's why that goes to the judges, is the actual title, Don't Fear, is in parentheses.
It's in parentheses. Ah, so yeah. Yeah. I'll give that one to him.
All right.
I'll give it to
him. All right, very good.
So now I got to nail one in 2 seconds. Here we go. And then you got one
second. One.
Yeah, 1 second.
Oh, that was one. Oh, yeah. Christ. Okay, real pressure. Here we go.
That was longer than 2 seconds. That was longer than 1 second. You have to go to another song.
It was Dance With Me by Orleans, but that's fine, Mike. I'm looking on the digital clock. All right, give me another one, Rob.
I don't care.
Here you go. How about half a second, Mike? Sister Golden Hair by America.
Oh! Yeah,
good job.
See?
See, I root for the listeners at this stage of the game.
Okay.
When you start getting really full of yourself about it.
Bye, loser.
like that. Exactly.
Like what?
How can you not?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jamie. Oh, somebody's got us on hold.
Name the song.
I'm really thinking about it.
Well, I think it's a Muzak version.
It's not fair when it's Muzak.
That's too funny. Somebody's got us on hold. All right, I'll put that line back on hold. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, we got 1 minute left. We got to get a winner. Hello.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm in.
Okay, how long do you need?
1 second.
Go.
This is New Orleans.
No, it's not. It's Firefall.
Firefall.
You are the woman.
Okay. Now, that's uncalled for. You don't need to speak to the listeners like that, Don.
Be quiet, Mike. And goodbye, loser.
Did you get my joke?
Yes, I did.
You are the woman?
Yeah.
You're so into it. You're just, you know.
I got the joke.
Okay, very good.
But I'm also focusing on the task at hand.
I understand. Yes, Vince Lombardi.
And still on hold.
This sounds like one of those sex lines, maybe.
Let's go to Ike. Hello, Ike.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
You ready, Ike?
I'm ready.
1 second. Go.
1 second.
Here we go.
You're no good. I can't remember who does it, though. Linda Ronstadt.
You know what? Oh. I give it to him. Okay. Yeah, it is.
You're no good. Boy, that's tough over the phone.
It's a hard game.
By Linda Ronstadt. Oh, and it's real easy in person.
Stop it!
Okay, 1 second.
Stop it. Behave yourself.
1 second for me. Here we go. My Sharona by The Knack. Right?
Yep.
All right, now you have made it to the next round. Ready to go for another 1 second?
Bring it, yeah.
Bring it. Okay, here you
Let's
go.
Look.
Good luck. And here it is.
Double Vision by Foreigner.
Oh, that guy's good.
I can barely hear it.
Pretty good.
He's good.
You did it.
All right, so I got to do this one in 1 second.
1 second.
1 second. Here we go. Andrew Gold, Lonely Boy.
Oh, what a lonely boy.
Nice call.
Yeah. Bam, 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 bam. What we're going to have to do now, we're just going to have to do one where we both scream out the name. That's the only
Sudden
way we
death.
Do this.
All right.
Is the guy still there? Who is that guy? Steve? Is this the guy, Steve?
Hey, I'm here.
Are you playing the game right now?
Well, I'd like to.
I lost the other guy.
Yeah, it's a new guy.
I lost the other guy.
Does That's it, a
oh
shame.
Oh, my does any, God.
Does anybody remember what his name was?
Irv?
That was Ike.
Ike? Hey, hold on. Let me go to... What's on this line? I'm not
Did
kidding.
You hang up on your best competition?
I didn't mean to. I really didn't mean to, Mike. I swear to God I didn't mean to. Hello, Eric?
Eric,
you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, 1 second. Go.
1 second. Got me.
I got love flow.
The Bellamy Brothers.
I had the Bellamy Brothers.
All right.
Bye, loser. Oh, I got more time to say also, tell your loser mom hi.
Wow.
Now it's gone too far.
Okay, one more. We have time for one more contestant. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey. How you doing, future loser? You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, 1 second. Go.
Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes.
Outstanding.
It's pretty good.
Now, if I can match it in one, we'll play on. Oh, Rob, that's the Doobie Brothers. Oh, the other one. Okay. Oh, Get Down Tonight, Casey of the Sunshine.
One of your favorite bands.
Are you want to go again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You want to go first or me go first?
Doesn't matter. I'll go first.
Okay. 1 second, and good luck.
Right Time of the Night. Damn, I can't remember who did it.
I'm going to give it to him, because that's Jennifer Warren. That's
good pull.
That's a hard one to get.
Well, that's tough to get, because the chord is so weird.
Jennifer Warren's on Arista Records.
It's amazing he had the title. Milky
Way. Not as amazing as knowing the title, the artist, and the label, Buzz. Let's be honest.
You're
okay?
Right, Don.
Thanks, loser. I mean, I'm talking to Buzz now, not the guy on the phone.
Of course. Understood.
One.
Best sir, if you get one more right, you'll be hung up on.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Here you go. Here you go.
Now we play.
1 second. You don't have that one? That's an easy one.
That is yours, I thought.
What?
I thought that was yours.
Let's say it's
yours. Do you want to hear it again?
No, it's American Pie by Don McLean.
I believe him. I think he's pretty good at it.
Okay. All right, I'll take the next one. Here we go. Still the one by Orleans. Right?
Okay.
You know what? We got a break. This guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's give him a couple and see if he gets a couple more. You ready?
Yeah.
Go. Here we are.
American Pie, Don McLean.
I'm kidding.
Did it again.
All right, here's another one for you. Hold on. You got it?
Didn't hear that one too well.
Sure. That's what they all
say. No, right.
Madonna. I know it already. I never knew love before, and then came you, then came you. Dionne Warwick and the Spinners, that's on Atlantic Records.
Now, do you have to get one now? Another one?
Well, no, I'm beating everybody today. I'm unbeatable today.
But technically, since he missed one, or is that it? Is he out?
Here we go. I'm going to give this guy the prize, but I'll do one more. I'll do one in half a second.
Right, half a second.
Watch. That's Boogie Fever by the Silvers. Am I right?
That's good.
That's
good. I'm going to give you your props there.
That's like something wrong with me that I knew that one. And listen, what the hell? We could do this all day. You're really good. Let me give you one more.
Okay.
Rob, give me the box. Let me look ahead this time. Let me see if I can get one that can stump this guy.
This is in 01. This is in 02.
Oh, I see. God, we got a lot of different records in here. Yeah. I want to find one. Okay. Oh, boy. All right, this is a tough one. You get this one, I'll give you $1,000, not $500 with TiVo. You ready?
Yeah.
1 second.
Mama told me not to come, Three Dog Night.
Wow.
Big winner.
Wow. Winner.
Hey, you know what? That guy deserves the win.
Sure does.
That's good.
Man, that is good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Would you have gotten that one, Don?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes.
What was the one that you didn't get?
Of course I would have got it. I'm looking at the box. I was looking at the title.
But what was the one you didn't get?
I don't know. It was,
There were three or four, right?
You bastard, you. I got none wrong. I'm undefeated. I'm calling
you. You did get one wrong.
I did not.
When we played the game, when we were doing a demonstration, you did it. But you said it was a deep cut.
One of Rob's earlier. Stuff.
Yeah, that's it.
Listen, I got all those right, though.
Listen, my friend, you're a big fat winner. You are fantastic at this game.
Rob, are you good at this?
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Bob.
Bob?
Yeah.
Bob, you have won $1,000.
Wow.
And a 40-hour TiVo box with product lifetime service. The TiVo box records up to 40 hours of your favorite TV shows. The TiVo box lets you pause, rewind, and slow-mo TV.
TiVo box.
All that's just the beginning of the excitement you care about. You've got a life. TiVo gets it. Plus, you get $1,000 because you got that other dumb song.
Great.
Hey, I'd love to play this all day.
Really?
Yeah.
I was trying to get you and Rob to go one round against each other.
Rob, jump up. Jump up.
Well, you know what? I know the discs. All right.
It's true. He does.
All right, we'll do one more real fast. Right. Just grab a disc at random. Here we go. So it's me against Rob, right?
All right.
We're not looking at the disc.
All right. Is this the 1 second game?
Yep.
All right.
First guy to yell it out wins. You ready, Rob?
Yeah.
We both don't know what this is. I got to wait for the CD to cue and... Come on, baby.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on, cut.
Come on.
Loading.
Come on.
How's the equipment?
Great.
Always is.
Great equipment.
Hey, wait a minute. Would you excuse you understand?
I don't understand.
God damn.
Bacardi Limon.
Hey, it needs to live that.
Here we go. You know, this is not queuing up in the machine.
Mm.
It's just flashing over and over.
Maybe it's not meant to be.
All right, I'll try. I'll sing one for both of you.
Thank you. Jeremiah. Oh, that is Three Dark Night. Joy to the World, Three Dark Night.
What the hell do I do here?
Another one.
Tush again by ZZ Top.
Don got you on that one.
Let me see if this cue's up, really. We got a break because JB's waiting to talk.
I've never done a CD box before.
CD box.
I've never played a CD box.
Okay, it's queued up.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
First one win.
All right.
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by DJ Thomas.
Boy, you know.
What's the label? ABC Dunhill.
Written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, won an Oscar for...
And technically, he was about a second ahead. He said rain came out of his mouth.
You want one more?
Yeah, we can try it again.
One more. Here we go.
Hey.
What's going on
by Marvin Gaye?
Marvin Gaye.
Motown?
You were clear. One more, and that's it.
One more. Here we go. Ready, Robbie?
Yeah.
And... Drift Away by Dobie Gray.
He dusted me on that. Yeah.
Robbie, I love you, my man. You're a loser. That's it. This game is over.
But someday when you pass away, then I can win.
And so Monday. Congratulations. Look forward to that on Monday's episode.
And congratulations to that one guy. Yeah. He did a good job.
Yeah. Are you still there, guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good. Man, you're good. Thank you for playing.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I was a big Top 40 fan, and I got all those 45s and albums and everywhere, so.
Well, it's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah,
Rob,
you don't care.
What runs will you do? Give him the finger?
No, Rob was just mocking
him. Gag.
He was mocking you.
Want to try again?
We can go again.
One more time?
All right. Here we go.
Go. One more song. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
ABC Dunhill.
That was so gang.
It was a joke. One more. Long Keep It Together, Captain and Tennille. A&M Records, produced by Neil Sedaka. Hey, Sedaka's back.
And he wore a captain's hat.
Daryl Dragon.
Mike. Winner!
Hey, I love it when I can jump in.
I didn't know wardrobe was a tiebreaker.
Got a break. We'll be right back with JB.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants with a victory against the Eagles tonight could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hick est ridiculous locus. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Don't forget the official website of the program, donandmikewebsite.com.
Go to the store.
There is a store there, Mike.
I'm aware of that.
Hats and shirts and jackets and sweatshirts and stuff, and a daily download of something that was on the show that we think you like, and it's got the daily log of the show.
It's good.
And it's got the fantasy football. So we'll see you at the donandmikewebsite.com. Now, today was a good day at WJFK Radio, our home station.
I agree.
We finally figured out what to do in that hour before Bill O'Reilly. Today started the James Brown Show on WJFK, and JB from Fox NFL Sunday will be on with us every week through football season and even past that.
So very good.
Here he is now, JB.
Fellas, it is wonderful to reconnect with you guys. How goes it?
The great James Brown.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't be happy to have you on the radio station and also joining us on our show. It's fantastic, James.
Hey, I'm thrilled to be with you guys again. Hey, let me ask you, the last time I chatted with you guys, which has been some time ago.
Over a year, JB.
How has the relationship been with Howie Long? You guys bonded a little better or what?
Here's the deal. one day we got a fax from, is his wife's, I don't want to screw this up. His wife's name, is it Diane?
Diane.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. She listens to the show. Wherever Howie, I don't want to give away Howie Long's address.
No, but he's down in Virginia somewhere.
He's close enough to get it. One day we had been talking about the thing with the Radio Shack commercials with Terry Hatcher.
Terry Hatcher, which were very, very interesting.
And we got a very nice fax from Howie Long's wife saying, basically saying, it's funny, but shut up.
I think she meant... let me see, how do I tread delicately on that one here?
Yeah, because I also noticed when I was watching you guys on Sunday that just the most minor thing, Jillian Barbary is kidding about going out with Terry Bradshaw, and she says something like, oh, I was going out with Howie this weekend, and his face gets bright red.
Yeah, Howie doesn't like that.
And JB says right away, hey, the phone from Virginia's going to be ringing, and you don't know how true that really is.
That's true.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when he was doing the Radio Shack commercials with Terry Hatcher, and I'm not talking out of school on this one, we've chatted before, yeah, fans, as they sometimes have wanted to do, even when they saw him in public walking hand in hand with Diane, and it happened on more than a few occasions, they would walk up and ask him, Howie, are you married? Are you and Terry Hatcher married?
Yeah.
And, you know, after a while, I'm sure that just got to be a little grating.
Now, that just shows
Howie's credit, though. He really is very protective of his family, and I hear him loud and clear.
This, it's just a tribute to how great the commercials are, you know?
It no really question is. About it. Those two really have hit it off that well.
JB, how is your foot? Hey, dude, I see you on the Fox show, of course, every week, Fox NFL Sunday, and all the guys are giving JB a hard time about his foot. You know, he lives out here in the D.C. area, and you even mentioned some people at Dulles that like, helped you get on the plane with your broken foot,
hey,
right?
Hey, fellas, you know what? It was the most embarrassing thing. I got to be honest with you guys. They send the smallest people in the world to push my big buns around in every chair. I get off at Dulles, and this woman had to be about 4'9", maybe 90 pounds.
Right.
And I'm feeling for it. I said, sweetheart, you know what? I can walk. She says, no, I can handle it. She's wheezing trying to push me down the hallway.
Oh,
and I'm feeling badly for her, so I've got a couple bags on my knees. We go down the concourse. Gates are crowded on either side of me. Everyone's looking. We hit this metal stripping in the carpet, and fellas, the wheelchair started going forward. Sure enough, I'm going to be flat on my face with all the bags. She grabbed it at the last possible point to pull me back down. I'm thinking I'm saved. I look down at the wheels, and the front wheels of the wheelchair are bent.
Ooh.
So I have to get up and walk from there. And you know what? That just plays into the hands of my colleagues because they're always on me about losing weight.
Yeah.
Howie Long swears out that the real reason and the way that I fractured the fifth metatarsal was on a midnight run to the refrigerator, open up the door, and a pound cake fell on me.
That's
brutal.
How did you hurt your foot, really, JB?
I wish I had a great story for you. I'm just not as nimble as I used to be. Went to pick up a buddy, my barber, believe it or not, asked me if I would run a couple blocks from his shop to pick up his kids from daycare. I did. Missed the first step with the two kids as I'm walking up the stairs and rolled my foot and broke the two bones in the little toe. The two kids turn around and they look at me and they say, Mr. Brown, are you okay? And they're laughing. And then the next day I get it examined and found out that it's fractured. But hey, all is well. It's healing well.
JB, of course, is great on the Fox show. Also equally great on the Brian Gumbel show.
Oh, I love that show.
On HBO. What a well-rounded journalist you are. JB, how do you, because you're the serious guy on the show, although you goof around, especially with Terry, how do you just keep reading that thing in front of you when the three of those guys are yelling and screaming? Oh, I know what it was. Last week on the show, they're going around, they get a candid comment from Jimmy Johnson. It's one of these things. JB says, you got 20 minutes to talk about this, or 20 seconds.
Yeah, I love the time clock.
So they go to Jimmy Johnson. Who's the biggest disappointment? Jimmy Johnson says, well, it's Ricky Williams, because all he wants to do is
smoke dope.
Now, all the guys start laughing because he's talking like he's in 1955,
right?
Jimmy Johnson looks up and starts saying, What did I say? He likes
what
to
I
smoke,
did is wrong.
He likes to smoke dope. Meanwhile, now you've got Howie laughing at Jimmy.
Right.
You have Terry laughing at Jimmy, laughing at Howie. And JB is having to say, in the second half of our doubleheader today, I know we've asked you before, but
I don't know how you keep a straight face with that.
JB, how do you do that?
The simple knowledge that I get paid to make sure I do that well. So, and I want those checks coming in on time. Hey, you know what? I really would like to extend an invitation. Would you guys ever consider coming out to the studio and hanging with us?
Oh. Now, come on. Don't play with me like that.
No. I really
do not. Do not play with me, because that would be like Christmas morning.
I was so hoping that this year when I saw on the schedule, we had originally planned to travel the football show some six times during the season, but it was changed, and one of the spots that was definitely on the calendar was Washington, D.C.
You love that.
And I'm thrilled to, oh, man, finally, after 11 years, I get a chance to do the show at home. And, of course, the Redskins are not worth it.
Yeah, they're not doing anything.
From a national standpoint, I mean, and I'm hurting because I'm still a Joe Gibbs fan, and I honestly believe that it's going to be turned around, not this year, clearly, but I refuse to believe that he doesn't know what he's doing and will be able to turn it around. As a matter of fact, talking with Deion Sanders earlier, he was saying between Dallas and Washington, he thinks Washington has the ability to fix it quicker than Dallas does. But I was so hoping that would be the case. But, no, the invitation is real.
Well,
look, it's a glorified locker room, so when you guys get out here, rest assured,
be careful.
Prepared.
Be very careful what you're saying here, JD.
Oh, I thought you'd go nuts.
I'd take you up on that in a second. And I want to ask you about your work day, because I know that on Sundays you guys do the show, and then during the games, you got to be the one sitting there for the whole 7 or 8 hours doing the game breaks, right?
Exactly.
How maddening is it? Because I've got the DirecTV, so I get all the games.
Well, you're all over this. I need to call you to stay on top of it. Outstanding.
JD, how maddening is it when you have a clip of Michael Vick doing something, and you've got some set line, like Michael Vick does it again, his amazing athletic ability, but you've got to say it 8 times. Because I go to the St. Louis game, and they go, let's go for a game break to JB. And he's saying the same thing.
Do you actually have to do it 8 times, or do they put that in the can and they run that when they
wish they could put it in the can. No, it is absolutely live into each game. And a lot of folks don't understand that if we've got, again, as you said, if we happen to have 7 games on the air, 8 games on the air, I've got to keep each of those games updated with what's taking place in the other one. So whenever something of relevance takes place, then they call for an audio update into that game. That goes on nonstop. So while after the 1 hour pregame show, which is a blast with my guys,
and it's fantastic,
they get a chance to take a breather, they can go to the green room and watch the games or hang out and watch on the set with
me.
I take about a 2 or 3 minute break back at the desk, and I'm there through the entire first half of all the games, and about 4 minutes before halftime in any one of those 8 games, we start looking at the highlights so that we can take a halftime show into each of those 8 separate games, and those highlights or those halftime shows can come as quickly as 10 seconds apart.
Oh, my God. I really didn't know that was scheduled.
Oh, yeah. No. We may do, Washington and Philadelphia, and then as soon as we complete that, they say, JB, you got 10 seconds. We've got Dallas and New York coming in now. And we just reshuffle the cards, and now we go into the same thing, and my guys get ready. But that's where I earn my money, because then get to pick out who handles which question to try to keep them on their toes. And it's that way until the end of the day, 7 o'clock Eastern time.
What a zoo, but really the highest compliment I can pay you, I love the NFL, but you guys, the four of you guys...
Oh, they're the best.
You've got such chemistry that can never be duplicated.
And especially JB and Terry. I mean, there's nothing like it. I mean, well, that's why. You know, I think they put him closest to you because you discipline him. I think you do.
Hey, you know, and this is the guy, and I know I'm treading lightly here. This is the guy, when I told him one day, I said, Terry, you know what? I've got to get out of here in time. I've got a barber's appointment. He turns around. Oh, you mean to tell me your hair grows? You know, he's a self-described, lovable redneck, but he keeps it fun and the entire day.
One last thing I want to get you to do, and we'll let you go. I know you got dinner plans.
Oh, no, but I'm with you guys. I'm looking forward to this weekly, but go ahead.
The guys, like, will goof on you with something with the brothers, with the way you're dressed or something.
Right.
I love it when you talk like a redneck, like Terry Bradshaw.
I would see more of that.
Would you do that just, because you hardly ever hear a brother do a real good, like, redneck accent.
Hey, Don and Mike, and he has the nerve to say, JB, I know that made you feel good. That was therapeutic, wasn't it? Please.
Come on, dude. Will you just say, like, just say, hi, this is Terry Bradshaw.
Hi, y'all. This is Tim Bradshaw. Hey, look, fellas, the invitation is duly extended. I would like nothing better so that when we do these things, you'll get a first-hand feel for what we do. I would love it if you guys would consider coming out. You can stay with me. Not a problem.
That's awesome. I love it. JB, congratulations on your Sporting News Radio thing. You're going to be on JFK every day. You'll be on our show every week. Oh, and one last thing. We have Rich Eisen on every week as well.
Okay. Rich Eisen's a friend. Go ahead.
Yeah. our good friend as well.
Yes.
We're going to have him on tomorrow.
We have established a tradition with anyone that's associated with the NFL that comes on our show. We have them do something for Rich.
Now, JB, I know you're a nice guy. You got morals and all that stuff. But would you just say something like, hey, Rich, it's JB from Fox NFL Sunday. You're a jerk face.
It's just a little dig. Everybody's done it. The best was that guy from the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, David Modell.
Yeah, and, you know,
David Modell, absolutely. He's a friend as well. Well, here's a fairly sanitized version.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay, right, roll.
3, 2, 1. Rich Eisen, good friend of mine. Obviously, I know he's the main anchor over the NFL Network. Rich, you know better than anyone else in America, and I know Susie Schuster, having worked with her, you absolutely married over your head. Consider yourself blessed.
That's as bad as it'll get from JB.
Yeah. JB, that's like saying you're a two-faced jerk. Go to hell. JB,
I love you guys. I'm looking so much forward to doing this.
So are we. Yeah. And, you know, JB, of course, is from D.C. Mm-hmm. and really is a guy that comes back to D.C. and does stuff. I mean, I've been with JB doing stuff like my kid's school at Landon. In school, and he's just always been the greatest.
Always the guy.
We're so ecstatic, and we'll watch you on Thanksgiving Day, JB.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, talk to you
Take
soon.
Care, fellas.
Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
That's a great guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Who does an amazing job.
And not only will we have him on every week during football season, as I mentioned, we're going to get him year-round because JB does a lot of stuff with, as I mentioned, the Brian Gumbel Show.
Well, like his show today that was on our station here in Washington, D.C. Of course, he's on the big story that everybody's talking about in sports, which is still the brawl.
Right. Anyway, that's JB, and a nicer guy you won't find. And it's cabaret act.
Yeah.
Different James Brown.
That's right. Yeah. Rob,
different James Brown.
Oh. But that's his theme song he plays to Living in America.
Give me 1 second. We'll get right to Buzz. Come on back.
Hello?
You call him back, and you ask him if he was serious about that.
I know. I could hear it in your voice.
Okay? Because I would go in a heartbeat.
I know you.
You know that. But tell him the way that I am.
No.
Tell him the way that I really am, that I would be like that, like the relative that never leaves.
Yeah.
The stalker.
Tell him.
Mm-hmm. He'd regret it. I know.
But I want to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, get a color back?
Hold on. Just
one other thing. Just one more thing.
Where is she?
Hello?
Ask him if this weekend would be okay.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, bye, Devin.
Bye-bye. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
yes, for both
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Hold on, Buzz. I'm sorry. I'm going to get a, what is this? I'm wrong about something.
Wrong.
Is that possible? Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, Don, you were wrong about the record label.
On which one, sir?
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
It wasn't on ABC, Don Hill?
I am holding the record in my hand from 1969. It's on Scepter Records.
Scepter.
Hey, where are you calling from?
Sacramento. What do you expect?
Hey, you were wrong about where you chose to live.
Bye-bye. Thank you, my friend. You're right. I'm wrong. Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, desperate housewives would like to thank outraged Americans for the great ratings.
There you go.
Right.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the wrong radio show in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong hosts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's how you get him, Rob. That's how you get him. Now here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Some clever promotional work fueled by the religious right has boosted ABC Television's Desperate Housewives to its highest ratings ever.
Wow. Anybody see the opening last night?
Of Monday Night Football? No. What did they do last night?
What did they
I was curious about that.
It was a close-up of Tom Brady and a close-up of Trent Green, just their faces, and they said, it's Monday night, it's 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for some football?
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Way to go out on a limb.
Way to cave in.
Now, I knew that ABC wasn't going to do anything over the top.
Of course not.
But I at least thought they'd try to have a little fun with it.
So they didn't pan down and you saw them both in towels?
No.
They wimped out.
Wouldn't that be great,
though? But towels wearing towels like women do.
Yeah. Oh,
way up high.
I know what you're talking about.
It was already a big hit. Desperate Housewives was even before what's come to be called the towel incident. A week ago last night, Housewives co-star Nicolette Sheridan dropped her towel in front of Terrell Owens in the locker room at a Monday night football game.
No.
Yes. Religious extremists were outraged. A Christian Family TV watchdog group launched a letter-writing campaign to the FCC.
They got a lot of letter-writing.
What's come to be called the news media had a field day, and ABC apologized, drawing even more attention to the incident. The result?
That was funny.
He liked it. This week, Housewives had nearly twice as many viewers as Law & Order.
Unbelievable.
With a 17.5 rating and a 24 share.
No contest.
Helping ABC win the night. It was no contest.
Good luck.
Viacom, meanwhile, our parent company, has agreed to pay a $3.5 million fine to settle the complaints of broadcast indecency.
No contest.
The FCC says the agreement covers several incidents on the company's radio stations dating back to 1999. That includes Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony discussing sex on stations owned by Viacom's Infinity radio stations.
So they've now cleared out, Infinity has cleared out everything with the government?
Has it been accepted? Has their offer been accepted? Is that they agreed with the FCC?
Yes, that's what they have settled on.
I'm just throwing out, here's what I'll pay you.
Gosh,
you agreed
I sure hope Howard doesn't do anything that would get him in trouble on the last however many months he has left allegedly to work here.
Well, you know, you never know.
Didn't Viacom figure out a way to get 20% off just before the holidays?
They're doing it all in merchandise.
That's right.
Now, see you at the CBS store.
As for Desperate Housewives, of course, many Americans didn't see the show because they were out jogging. They don't have what's being called the couch potato gene. Scientists in Sydney, Australia say they've found such a gene.
Grandma's
beat me.
Scientists say that they have identified a gene that makes some of us not inclined to exercise.
Oh boy.
You'll like the researcher's quote.
Mm-hmm.
Our research looked at the genetic fact that some people are more trainable than others.
Hello.
The 12-year study determined that some people are more inclined to exercise because they get more results from exercise.
Help me.
Michael Mira.
I'm trainable.
Well, just as he was really starting to reach his stride, Dan Rather is leaving as anchor of the CBS Evening News. He'll also step down as the news division's managing editor. He's set March 9th as his last day, but Rather's not leaving CBS.
He'll be doing his last newscast in a towel.
I hope he goes bananas.
Yeah.
I hope on that last one that, like, he comes out without a shirt on, just a necktie.
Well, you know, we'll probably get the tears.
Yeah.
Because he's big on that. He's been a little weepy the last few years.
Worth watching for that.
Should be fun.
He'll work full-time as a correspondent for both editions of 60 Minutes and do other assignments. Rather's been with CBS since 1962. He's been the anchor at CBS since Walter Cronkite retired 24 years ago. No successor for Rather has been chosen yet. Rather found himself...
Oh, it's going to be that dink John Roberts.
I thought it was going to be John Roberts.
It's not automatic. I mean, he seems like the strongest candidate, but CBS and Dan Rather are both saying no successor
chosen. You tell me Dave Price has a chance?
Wouldn't that be great?
Anchorman Dave Price.
I just got an email down from the CBS website. What? It's going to be Billy Bush.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
A wise choice.
You got a funny mind.
Rather found himself in the middle of controversy recently after doing a story about the president based on a memo Rather did not know was forged.
Hey, I got another lottery number.
So is that why he's getting canned? Or is it just because he's old?
I think it's a combination of factors. The fact that he's old, he may have been thinking about it anyway, but the fact that he's taken a beating credibility-wise in recent months, I think that has a lot to do with it.
Don. Yes, Bill?
I think it's going to be me.
Bill O'Reilly?
If you give me the gig, the bottom line is I'll be the best anchor of all time. And for Rather, it's his Alzheimer's. Don't want to throw stones.
No.
But that's the way it is.
Best Alzheimer's of all time.
He has the best Alzheimer's of all time. It used to be just Time Warner. Now it's AOL Time Warner. Bet the Time Warner boys are glad about adding AOL today.
And you know what else? Let me just say this again.
Applauding today. It's really, I'm working up a sweat.
Baptist Church.
Baptist Church.
Remember we had that lady?
Blessed.
She's a Baptist.
Now, the reason there may be regrets today, Time Warner has agreed to pay the government $750 million.
Why? What did their disc jockeys do?
No, it's what their AOL did. The money's to avoid going to court over the government's charges that the accounting at AOL has been hinky. As part of the deal, neither AOL nor Time Warner have to admit they've done anything
wrong. That hinky buzz will cost you money.
Yeah, oh, it will.
Hinky
and
is expensive.
$750 million in this case, Mike.
You got Hinky.
Now, neither AOL nor Time Warner are admitting they've done anything wrong, and what is it about the $750 million that makes you think they did?
You have fines.
The government says AOL artificially inflated its value before and after its merger with Time Warner. The government says many former AOL executives are still under investigation.
I didn't inflate my value when I was on that treadmill today.
Merry Christmas!
Thank you, Dolph. A radio talk show host in Wisconsin has apologized for using the name Aunt Jemima to describe Secretary of State nominee Condoleezza Rice.
Have you seen this guy?
Yes, I
have. You seen this guy?
You know what? Isn't he the perfect DJ to be on TV?
A DJ.
Isn't he the perfect guy to represent our industry on television?
And he goes on one of these Fox shows where the they got the pit bull host who doesn't let anybody talk, and he is just looking so bad, and he's going up against a brother. And the only argument he says, "Let me finish my thought. I drove 3 hours to get here."
Well, John Sylvester says he will not apologize, though, for calling Condoleezza Rice a black trophy of the Bush administration. They don't call him Sly just because his name is Sylvester. Quoting Sly, "I'm concerned I've offended many African Americans by using a crass term to describe an incompetent, dishonest political appointee of the Bush administration." In the past, Sly, taking a cue from Harry Belafonte, of all people, called Colin Powell an Uncle Tom.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sly, and good morning. You got the reverb, Rob?
Yeah, give me one second. Where's it coming up here?
Montgomery County.
Oops, that's not it.
Not there. Hold on a second.
Beltway slows from...
Oh, not there either.
Still not it.
What the hell is that? I'm getting like a traffic thing.
Yeah, there you go. Hello?
How you... What's his name, Buzz?
Sly. John Sylvester. Sly.
This is Sly in the morning.
Except he'd have to have the Wisconsin accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey there. Sly in the morning. How about that Aunt Jemima there, huh? Hey, good morning, Wisconsin. Yeah, hey there. And how about that Uncle Tom, Colin Powell? Yeah, hey there.
Hey, Sly, now they want you on the national news.
Hold on, I want to give you some reverb, Mike.
Sly, now they want you on the national news, so you got to drive 3 hours to be on the TV.
Yeah, hey there. This is Sly, and everyone knows the only colors in Green Bay play for the Packers, yeah.
Oh, Sly, you're in trouble now, hey there.
How about that Aunt Jemima, huh?
Sly.
He's a Sly. Yeah, hey there.
Hello.
Where's my babushka? And my brats.
Yeah, the brat.
My brats.
Put the brats on the grill.
Hey, Aunt Jemima, get me some brats. It's Sly in the morning.
Yeah, time for your big national TV appearance, Sly, so you can go on and look nice and DJ fat.
Canada, Canada is getting ready for a visit from President Bush around the end of next month, and things are hopping in Canada.
Yeah.
For example, although it would never really happen, there's been talk of arresting Mr. Bush on war crimes when he arrives. And this week,
I like that.
The Prime Minister of Canada threw out of the government's Liberal caucus a woman who had found her own way to protest the American president's policies. After speaking her mind on television, she stomped on an effigy of Mr. Bush. The Prime Minister says that was not only a violation of the rules of party etiquette, it was unacceptable.
Good heaven, no.
He may have also been referring to her advice to him, which was, quote, go to hell. President Bush has a 55% approval rating, though, in this country at the moment, which means 4% of Americans have gotten over the election.
Yeah.
But many people have not gotten past it.
Yeah, 4 more years. Yeah.
A big protest is being planned for Inauguration Day. Bush haters plan to line the parade route for a nonviolent, in fact, silent protest. No buttons, no signs, no banners, no message, T-shirts, no stickers, no effigies. The plan is to round up as many Bush haters as possible and have them turn away from the president, turn their backs on him as the motorcade passes.
That's good thinking.
And during the swearing-in ceremony.
That'll be effective. They'll get a lot of notice with that. That's real good.
You know, I mean, really, I guess at a certain point you do let it go.
Well, some do, some don't.
Well, I mean, you just try to get your guy elected in 4 years. That's what you try to do.
I'll see you out there January.
Okay, thanks for keeping up my cover, Buzz.
If you own a tinfoil hat, Put it over your computer printer.
Oh, I do.
Put it over your computer printer, and when we come back, I'll tell you what.
And Frank, isn't yours a top hat?
Yeah, it's a lovely top hat.
Tinfoil top hat.
Yeah, my grandmother gave it to me.
A baseball cap. And she chased you all over in it, didn't she?
She beat me.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
How have you been? It's the Don and Mike Show.
For all information on the show, please be going to DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Go to the store.
It's the only official site of this show. And now here is Guy J. Elston. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. If you do own a tinfoil hat, put it over your printer. The government is now able to find you through documents that come out of your computer's...
You freaking idiot!
...laser printer.
That was just for anybody who's wearing a hat.
You freaking idiot!
Or that's for anybody that's going like to the tinfoil right now.
You freaking idiot!
Look, I don't mean to imply that our government, the U.S. government, would come after you just because of something critical you'd written about it. But they could if they wanted.
You freaking idiot!
Try it yourself. Take a document you've printed with your laser printer and scan it with a laser pointer and a magnifying glass. See those small, scattered yellow dots about every inch? They spell out your printer's serial number. Every document. Every time. The government's already used this technique to nail counterfeiters. Experts say there's no way to disable it yourself without ruining the printer. Consumer groups say you should be notified of this, something the law does not currently require of the printer companies. Quoting a Secret Service man, the industry has been absolutely extraordinarily helpful to law enforcement.
You know who else is in on it?
Who?
The people that make the yellow ink cartridges.
Ah, yeah.
It always goes first.
Ken.
Yeah.
Here's a story.
You freaking idiot!
This is a story for Don.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Rob.
Dharma's story could be helpful for you.
All right, I'm listening, Buzz.
That's a good one.
Can cocoa cure a chronic cough? If I had a nickel for every time in my career I've used the words a new study, I would have a lot of nickels. But a new study says an ingredient in chocolate may work better than traditional medicines for making a persistent cough go away.
I tell you what works for me. I'm not kidding.
What?
Get yourself some of that NyQuil cough suppressant.
Special NyQuil cough?
Yeah.
All right. It will stop the coughing, but it also keeps the crud in your lungs. That's the trouble with a cough suppressant. You also need an expectorant to make the mucus come out of your lungs.
Expectorant. I need an aluminum foil hat, Buzz.
We all do.
That's what I need.
Well, anyway, British researchers gave post-cold coughers codeine, cocoa, and placebos. Cocoa, by far, worked the best.
You know what I want?
What?
The first thing you said.
The codeine?
But that's what I'd like.
But at least you'll have plenty of time. Now that you're sick, even if you're sick over the weekend, on the holiday weekend, you can read your favorite author.
And that is?
Ian Fleming. You know what I like is the cocoa with the codeine in it. In fact, the codeine barely worked better than the placebo in this test. The coughers got the equivalent of 2 cups of cocoa and were fine.
Placebo.
Baseball.
Pablo Picasso.
In sports, jealous of all the attention the NBA is getting, the NFL is adding what are essentially floor seats. This weekend, the NFL will start a 4-game test allowing a limited number of premium seats on the field. The league says it's moving forward with the plan in spite of the riot at the Pistons-Pacers game. The NFL's moving forward with the plan because there's money to be made.
I can't believe that Dan Snyder is not the first one to do this. What, or is he, Buzz?
He is. It's so funny. Dan Snyder is the first one to do this.
I don't understand.
One of the games will be the Giants' visit to the Redskins on December 5th. That's where the experiment begins.
You know, he's already whored out the stadium, the FedEx Field, with what they call dream seats.
Mm-hmm.
The seats that are allegedly very close to the field. Mm-hmm. And there's some, they're ridiculous, like $2,000 a seat for a game.
Best fan experience in football.
I know some people have those seats. They suck. You can't see anything because you are literally so close
right. That
the players in junk standing 15 feet in front of you, you can't see the field.
Oh, well, that's not why they're called dream seats. They're called dream seats because you're supposed to close your eyes and dream that you're seeing the play on the field.
These seats will be a lot like that. They'll be at the corner of the end zone. Is where the seats, for security reasons.
There you go.
I've seen stories like this before, just never from Kansas. In Salina, Kansas, a man spent a week on the roof of an adult bookstore. He did it to protest the campaign to have the stores investigated by a grand jury on obscenity charges. 38-year-old Ray Morris, a cosmetic salesman, first pitched a tent on top of behind closed doors a week ago.
Hey.
No, he did. He put a tent on the roof.
Right. We get jokes.
No, he really... Anyway, now that he's down, he says, and I quote, "I can't stress enough that I'm not promoting porn. I'm promoting choice. Everyone has a right to choose whether they enter these doors." Ray says during his week on the roof, several people honked as if to support him. Several people apparently opposed to pornography gave him the finger. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
No! No! Yeah, we got to go. Tomorrow, last show before Thanksgiving. See you here, everybody. It's always a good one. Last day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely.
And please be staying tuned for Ronald and Fezzel.
Thanksgiving show.
They're coming next on WJFK Live 105 and on WBZZ. And we'll see you tomorrow. And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Grandma. All right, and you?
Bye.
Okay, all right. We got to fly.
Work out.
Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.